Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
IQ.
Thank you.
the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Speaking the things I be sitting in. Thank you. time to start. Get out, get your house on, children, it's time to work.
Ball. Saturday, November 30th, presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
good evening, boys and girls, queens, and all those that are not sure. I am your host, Jason Bridge. I will be filling in for the CEO tonight. CEO, get your rest and feel better soon. I am waiting for Rodney to call in. Until then, how's everyone's weekend? Chat room, can you hear me? Thank you, chat room. So, how is everyone this evening? What's going on? What's the tea? Congratulations, Harold, on a successful ball. Congratulations on giving out all your money, and congratulations on that there not being any fights. So, if you have anything, if you were at the ball and you want to congratulate Harold, you can press 1, but we're not going to really get into too much of the play-by-play of the ball until Rodney calls in. But if you want to wish Harold a successful ball, you can press 1. I'm here. So... this is fun. I want to know if anyone would fund the grant for the girls to learn to spell. Ooh, that was shady. That was shady. And apparently the lines are full. So if you could not get in, you won't be able to get in because the lines are full. And they're going to stay that way for a while. So did everyone, so how was everyone's weekend? Did anyone watch The Witches of East End? Who watched The Walking Dead? Who watched The Walking Dead? What were your thoughts on the season premiere of The Walking Dead? Did you catch, if you watched The East End, did you like the second episode? Is it a yay or nay for you for that? Let's just talk. What did you all think about Scandal Thursday? Did you gag? Are you gagging at her father? Is that she, everything she learned was just like her father? Are you all thinking what I'm thinking, that her father, her mother isn't really dead, that the father has her hidden away somewhere? Scandal is late. Why is Scandal late, Barbie? Yes, what are y'all thinking about the whole EBT thing? Did your cards work? Did they not? Are they working now? How did you all feel about that situation? J-Rock, send me your number. If your call drops, I will call you. What is your number? D-Love, what did you think about America? Oh, yes. What did you all think about the season premiere of American Horror Story? I know, yes, it's Monday night, and I'm waiting for your host. You all know what Rodney gives on Mondays. This is the weekend recap, of course, but we're waiting for Rodney, so I'm doing what I need to do to fill in until Rodney calls in. Now, if you all have something that you want to say about the ball, other than a recap, then you can press 1 at any given time. Chat room, you only can hear me because I'm the only person here right now. J-Rox, answer your phone when I call. J-Rock.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty bad because I ain't got no signal. It keeps dropping.
Okay, so we may lose you. Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you were at the ball and you didn't tell me you were going. So since we're waiting for Rodney, why don't you just go ahead and give me your recap on what your highs and your lows were.
So until my stupid ass print phone dropped. Okay, well, I can say this. That was the longest ball in the history of ballroom to me. It started at, I mean, I got there at like 1 o'clock. I think LSN started like 1:30 or 2. And we were there to 2 o'clock p.m. the next day. It was kind of getting hot. I think it was hot because of all the people. It was packed booth. They came. Everybody came from everywhere. But other than that, like, they did run out of drinks and ice and water, but hey. But other than that, I can say this. The ball was fun to me. It was actually fun. I mean, I seen a lot, you know, like with the fashion category. I think my highs was the fashion category, which seemed like they took all day, but how the Milans came out in groups, how the Levins came out in groups, you know, that was really nice. The film queen face, I like that with you know, Michelle Saint Laurent, and and Tiffany Monroe. That was some good battles right there. And let me see, it was so much going on. Oh, the highlight of my night is, you know, I got my 10s for Thug Realness. Yeah, I got another category now, I guess.
You have another category?
Well, shit. If I'm going to get my 10, I got my 10 and shit. State to state.
So how many categories are you up to now, J-Rock?
Let's see.
25.
Shit, your stupid ass up. I got...
That's my background.
That's proud of Ebony, bitch. She get on my neck. She been slapping me all day. But let's see. Started off with Runway. So that Runway Vogue.
Oh.
Butch Queen Executive Realness. Thug Realness.
Oh.
Commentator. And now, okay, that's five categories.
Wait a minute. So Commentator is a category?
Yeah, Commentator versus Commentator.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I feel like I'm doing a lot to stay active, so hey, I'm just having fun. Let's see, but the evidence we stormed through with that, I had a lot of fun. It was like 10 of us walking Thug Realness Black Panther Party in the Nation of Islam. And I think they gagged because they didn't realize we was about to come through deep like that. Well, that was grand prize, Ebony. You know, I really couldn't get into the performances because everybody was performing at... Wait, hold up. First of all, the female physical performance, everybody wants to talk about Dallas female physical performance, but baby, the Butch Queens performed softer than the girls for some reason, because they were doing acrobatic flips and they was hitting the ground real hard. The girls hit their head on the stage, and all that shit was scammy. And then, you know, Jack Holliday slam, and the whole ballroom scene said, "Let the boys be boys." But that was their female physical performance. So, what else? I mean, I really don't have too many highlights. Oh, yeah, everybody's going to probably read about this, but I liked it. The Grand March was off the chain. Like, the different segments of the Grand March and everything. But after a while, I had kind of got tired, and I was just waiting on the, you know, the highlight of the Grand March, which is the icon, Raquel Balenciaga. She came out, and, you know, she gave me my ride. But it was cute, though. I mean, it was cute. I give it to Father Helder because he threw a successful function, and the girls stayed all the way for 12 whole hours, and them hoes go walk their category, so I ain't seen no fight, nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? There was a couple little disagreements, but ain't nobody popping nobody. I mean, they're going to get bounced right up out of there. Now, if there was any other scandals, you know, I probably don't know because I don't be in the bathroom with all the information and
well,
the lies.
I don't want to talk about that nasty stuff anyway because I saw the picture, and I'm quite sure you saw the picture, so that was just nasty.
But I know Rodney's going to have a lot to talk about.
So I think we have callers, so I'm going to I think we have callers. Let me check. I think this is Marcus. Let me just check.
Well, hey, baby, let's just be clear.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
How are you?
Hello. All right. Alexis is in the queue, too. We came to wake it up until Rodney gets a free moment
okay,
at work.
Okay, can you tell me what Alexis is on with?
917.
Oh, baby, before y'all even get to Alexis, let me let y'all know something, bitch. This is my second time seeing Alexis in person. I am 100,000%, with no shadow of a doubt in my mind, know now, you girls just cannot take motherfucking Alexis. Real, all motherfucking day. Y'all can't take big booty Alexis, bitch.
Alexis, good evening.
Big booty.
Y'all probably shut the fuck up.
I thought that was a sound effect. That was Prada in the back, her late ass. Hi, Prada. Well, Alexis, can we get
the...
Oh, y'all don't want us to recap yet? Y'all just want
us to... Well, you all can go ahead and recap, and then Rodney can give his when he gets here. He's texted me, so I'm just waiting for him. But you all, because J-Rock's already started with his, so if Alexis, you were there, and Marcus, you were on the panel, so you can go ahead.
I was not on the panel.
Oh, okay.
I was on the stage watching. I was not on the judges' panel. But where do we want to start?
Well, I guess you can start with he already talked about the Ebony's winning, so you can and he talked about Raquel and her grand march, so you can start wherever you choose to start.
Well, first off, congratulations to Harold and Raquel and Dante and everybody. The ball was really crowded. Definitely was over 1,000 people there. Definitely over 1,000. Congratulations to you guys. I didn't know how y'all were going to get all those tables in there, but y'all did it. It was, they had stuff on the tube. They had some red velvet cupcakes and sandwiches and a fruit tray and a bottle. So, you know, you got stuff on your tables. The judges panel was set up with, like those club decorative chairs, like a VIP booth would be set up. Those were white. The girls were trying to tear that up, but
really?
That was really nice, too, and different. So it was definitely nice. Alexis, where you want to start? Best dress?
First of all, let me reiterate what Marcus said. Congratulations to the House of Balenciaga. The ball was packed. I didn't stay past the third category. I can't take the heat, y'all. So I had to leave. I enjoy seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. The Chanel's was definitely in the building. The Ebony's were in the building. The Revlon's, the Prodigy's, of course, was in the building. Of course, the House of Calm was in the building. J-Rock said something about Thug Realness. Okay, let's start.
You got
there.
To that. Girl, start at the beginning.
Marcus, I only saw three categories, and I didn't see those.
Well, you don't really want me to start on. I really wanted to do the Thug Realness with Rodney on the phone because that was kind of like, can we pay it for a minute? Because I got a lot to say about that, too.
Okay. Like, I just need to go to learn how to spell.
Yeah, I was gagging too. I was gagging.
Congratulations to Tiffany for another. How much did she get? $1,250.
$1,250.
You said
$1,250.
The category,
$1,250.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Moving along. So, what three categories did you see? Oh, you already said the three categories that you saw, Alexis?
Whatever the first three categories was, Jerry, I think I was leaving doing best dress.
Oh, shit. You ain't safe for nothing.
I'm telling you, Marcus, listen,
when I got out, first of all, the way that hotel, the Country Inn and Suites, baby.
It's not ballroom friendly.
They can never, ever in their whole life ever go back there again. If you
even
mention. Do you know, we checked out our hotel room and they wouldn't put us off the property.
Why did y'all check out?
It was time to go.
Well, did y'all wait till after 12 and wanted, was y'all trying to put 4 o'clock tees?
No, bitch, I was on the road at 4 o'clock.
You know, those cheap motels don't play all of that.
No, well, you know, check out was at 12, so after we checked out, we was all standing outside, everybody just laughing and talking. Next thing I know, the police pulled up.
They said y'all had to vacate the premises.
I was waiting on my room key, so we walked up to the corner and got in the fucking left. But I don't think they ever want to see anything that's gay anything anymore because they were not happy. They were putting people out in the rooms. I heard the police had been called on several people. It was a lot going on at that hotel. A lot.
Oh.
Mhm. I was at the wrong hotel then, shit.
Yeah, it was a lot going on.
Okay.
What her name is? Devastating Diana.
Oh, she work out. Devastating Diana for introducing yourself.
She tapped me on my shoulder that she was a study, and I feel like you don't know them. Like, no. She said, oh, so, a.k.a. Devastating Diana. I said, oh.
That's over. Devastating Diana, you are no longer a fake profile. You are a real person if you introduced yourself. Work out. That's over.
Child.
Oh.
Was that Prada? Is it child?
Girl, let's just be clear.
Let's be clear. Okay. So that's that. They came out. It was like 19 people for Best Dress, for Butch Queen Best Dress. The hoes came out. The Milans came. The St. Laurents came. The La Vince came. The Andre came. Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the ball, what was the Mason situation?
We was going in order. See,
I
Alexis,
thought that was at the beginning
so
of the ball.
It was around the beginning.
So what happened? I was inside, so somebody.
I mean, it was explained. I don't know what happened either. I was just told that there was a situation, and Keisha maced Jay Ebony, and they had words on the computer prior to that, and when they saw each other, it actually went down. That's all. I mean. I didn't personally see it. I just heard about it after the fact. Hello?
Well, child, that must be G14 classified because I ain't heard shit about no Ebony getting into shit.
Okay, we have a caller. Just one second. Oh, no. Okay, hold on. 908-248. 980-248.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Mason situation. Something happened between Father Tony and another person, Lawrence, I believe. And in the midst of them getting into it over the internet, you know, Facebook thugging or whatever the case it was, Jay came in and said her piece. Keisha, of course, that's her father, Father Tony, jumped in and told Jay, you know, pretty much stay out of it. That's two boys or whatever the case it is. You don't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. Jay said, bitch, I've been wanting a piece of you for a very long time.
Ooh.
And it went from there. So upon seeing each other or whatever the case is, on that post, Jay went in probably for another 30 minutes. Keisha never said anything else after that or whatever, you know. So Jay had been popping off. Keisha never returned fire. But when they saw each other, of course, Keisha did what she had to do. And now Jay wants to press charges.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller. Okay, we have another caller.
Oh, God. We
need
323-989.
323-989.
My pussy. I'm a woman.
My pussy.
All righty.
Okay.
What's up? What's going on with that pussy?
We don't know, but I'm not doing that tonight.
Well, back to Best Dressed. They came out. They were done. Oh, they're saying Decatur got maced, too. Decatur, Aga? How he get maced? Inboxer, or whoever inboxed me, please let me know what happened. Because I know that's going to keep the ratings up. Well, back to Best Dress. They were done. Oh, Mark Kahn, grand prize Mark Kahn, $1,000. Alexis, you saw it. Your feelings about it?
Marcus, the way them people were standing up in front of us, you couldn't see shit.
Oh, well.
I want to give a shout out. I was left during the middle of it. They were still getting their tens when I left.
Shit. Well, my personal favorites, Eric Milan, you were done. Kadon. Actually, all the Milans were done. I have to give a shout out to Ron Lavin. I really, really, really. The other Lavin, I think his name is Raymond. He was done with the circle shades on. But you were done. Mark looked really nice as well. I think he brought the category that, you know, some of those things I just couldn't imagine you wearing to dinner. And so Mark actually, I think that's how he won as well. He wasn't as extravagant as everybody else, but his pieces looked really well. You know, it was definitely fashionable. And so congratulations to Mark.
Okay, Marcus, we have another caller. It's actually the same caller again, 980-248. Caller.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead, Montez.
Hello?
Hello?
We're just listening.
Okay. Y'all just listening?
Did they just say they were just listening?
Yes, they did.
Thank you. Okay, 301-278. Caller.
Hello? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I just have a point to make, just one point. The guy who said that now Jay wants to press charges. Well, isn't that what she's supposed to do? I mean, if she didn't attack her, then pressing charges is one of her options. He's acting like she shouldn't do it or like it's some big, you know, mystery that she wants to press charges. If someone attacks you and you didn't attack them, then that's one of your options, pressing charges. That's all.
Okay, that's all you had to say?
That's all.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're not going to turn this because Harold's Ball was successful. I mean, it was one of the first successful ones in quite some time. So we're not going to turn this into the negativity about Keisha and Jade. So we're going to nip that in the bud and let the law resolve that issue. So, Marcus, what is the, there was a situation where someone's in the room now talking about that they were chopped for face. What is all that about?
That's not to the aftermath.
Okay.
Yeah, look, yeah, that went to the aftermath last night.
Okay, well, I'm being informed. If you all want to be messy, we can be messy. If you want to talk about the Keisha situation, let's talk about it. But go on, Marcus, what were you saying?
But I don't know, I got thrown off. They want to call in and talk about that, or what are we talking about?
We're talking about that. Well, I thought that happened at the ball, but you said that was after the aftermath. So we can talk about
the boy getting chopped. Okay. Another hot category. What's the rich bitch? Okay, I guess this is where we can start talking. It was $100 per person that got tens, and it was best dressed versus labels. Now, in no shade, in the words of, Ball and Throwbacks, now, bitch, y'all was trying it with female figure, rich bitch. That is the, some girls were done, but some people just, I don't know. I don't, judging as a whole was kind of like a fool. Like, it's no shade. So hopefully the callers will call in. Like, overall, the person that should have won generally won. J-Rock, you really want to go to this Thug Realness, don't you?
Well, I'm about to bring Rodney on the line, so just a second.
Perfect.
I just said, Ebony, you said the person that should have won, won, and I said, Ebony.
Hello.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
You're here with J-Rock, Alexis, and Marcus.
What's going on, guys? What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Go ahead. You got it, too. What have I missed so far? I'm at work, so I'm going to be in and out. I'm going to try to do my
best
on through.
We just trying to get on
the Mason and best dress. That's it.
Oh, okay. So we definitely have to thanks for my tardiness, guys. Sorry for my tardiness. We definitely covered the Balenciaga ball. But definitely, I'd say shout out to the house of Balenciaga for putting on a show for everybody, for giving us an event, an epic event, like it was all pumped up to be. It was good to definitely see the cast in the building, so we actually can talk about the ball because we all were there. Well, Jason, I don't know if you were there or not, but I know that I saw the rest of the people were definitely in the building. This dress did go to Mark Kahn. He definitely came to play. The Milans were definitely in the building, the Levins. But big shout out to Mark on his win. It was monumental. And you said you talked about whatever category, Marcus?
We did Rich Bitch. But
okay,
we really didn't really get into it. Did you see that?
I did see it. You had Mother Kennedy, you had Mother Brittany, you had Mother Simone, you had
Tati Existence,
Mother Tati Existence, you had
Kiara Revlon.
Okay, Kiara Revlon, and was that it or?
No, it was 10 people because it was $1,000.
It was a couple more people. Another young lady, I can't remember her name, she owned the black dress, little two-piece number. That was a nice category as well. The girls, very gay, your classic. I saw Jalen looking on, laughing, and enjoying the show. Brittany and Simone, words of encouragement to each other, as they always do. But in the end, congrats to Brittany on her win. So, Alexis, go around the room, ladies first. Tell us your highlight of the evening. Tell us what you enjoyed about the ball.
Well, she only stayed to best dress.
She did what?
She left doing best dress.
Yeah, I left doing best dress.
Alexis. Why am I just getting this information?
Yes, I was gone. I couldn't take the heat. I'm a big girl. I get aggravated and
Wow. I would have never known until just now. Okay, so.
They were getting tears, and I was walking out the door.
Oh, wow. And then we didn't do anything together. You stood us up on Friday. So, I mean, you must have a lot of extra stuff going on.
You
didn't have time for the family.
Listen, hold on. Friday when I got to my hotel, we checked in. The Chanel came in town. We started drinking. Friday turned into Saturday, and it was time for the ball, and left the ball early, and then Sunday morning turned into Sunday night. It just was like a long day to me. The whole weekend was like one long day. But what did I saw?
Okay, well, you don't have much time. We're talking about your part that you saw. You saw Tim's. J-Rock. He's here.
I was getting
into that. Congratulations, J-Rock. You received this chance for Thug Realness. It was definitely, I definitely stood there and laughed a little bit as I was watching. So, J-Rock, you tell us about your experience on the runway at the floor on the Thug category.
I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. I was nervous as a motherfucker because I was like, these people didn't see me. I knew Camaro was up there. I knew Rodney was sitting right there. I knew everybody. I was just like, bitch, they supposed to give me the high motherfucking yacht. I said, but you know what? Fuck this shit. When I read that category, I told everybody I was gonna walk that category and favor this scene, but I didn't get to go. Just so happened they had. I said, I wanna walk that category because the way that it was written. Motherfucker, that's me all day long because they called Malcolm X a thug. They called Martin Luther King a thug, but they wasn't thugs.
Oh,
so, shut the fuck up, Prada. I'm trying to talk, bitch. God damn. Okay, hey. I'm sitting up here trying to get my motherfucker run down. This shit's coming.
Hold on. Y'all doing with all of this on the bus? Y'all don't get escorted.
No, we on the Amtrak. We was on the Amtrak thing. But, like I said, when I got up there, I just got in the character, and then I was just like, you know, just held my straight face like the Nation of Islam and everything, and then everybody just started giving their tens, and they just kept saying Malcolm X, and, hey.
Well, can I say something? That was not the idea of the category at all. But,
well, what was it?
I had to read what Harold kind of put because he kind of took the idea and concept. But one powerful thing was left off from our favorite things to this part, and it was about like the nonviolent approach. So the goal of the category was for you to come out in a 50s or 60s look of people who protested with a sign debating a current injustice in ballroom. So an example would have been, so when you saw a picket sign in the 50s and 60s, they generally had a clever phrase on them that made you think something like, am I too not a man? Or I am a man. So it was like a very quick something you could read that still made you think and ponder like, okay, well, you know, what's going on? Why are, you know, whatever. Some of these signs, baby. You know, so I'm even going to look past that some people did Muslims because Harold left nonviolent out. So, like, people did Muslims and Black Panthers, and that really wasn't what me and Rodney was looking for. But, okay, since they said that was okay. But, bitch, for $1,000, I know most people had that leather shit in their closet already because a Black Panther for Thug Realness is all the time. But, bitch, y'all couldn't go get signs printed the right way or do it, put a little creativity. It is no shame, bitch. I was thoroughly disappointed in 60%, 70% of those that walked.
So you saying that they didn't just make signs back in the 60s and 70s? They went to Kinko's in the 60s and 70s and got nice signs made?
I'm not talking about that, but I think it's an evolution of the category. The signs were misspelled. They were wrinkled. Think about when a girl walks Sim Queen face for $1,000. You expect them to bring it a little harder, right?
If you look at protesting in the 60s and 70s, they had pink signs. Them motherfuckers was rowdy. They didn't have no perfect signs and nice printout and stuff like that.
But
okay.
This is ballroom. So you took a
you took
it to another level. I mean, at the end of the day, I saw people making their signs at the ball.
Thank you.
Well, they
so,
had them ready for the runway.
One shot. I mean, what has happened to people preparing? That's why
so
she
when
was
did,
ball.
When did Harold put
thank
out the flyer in
like
the
me.
Categories for this ball, like in July?
No.
Yeah, it was definitely, that was in July. They, probably
September. August, September. It was early.
Right, it was before the Fudge Ball, so, you know.
Yeah, they
yeah.
had 60 days.
So, if it's
a
category,
why
didn't nobody
fly We did say stuff. We said stuff at the ball. We was right behind the judges panel. Well, I was sitting on the side, and I said that wasn't what. But since Harold, the Black Panther part wasn't the issue. It was just the you know the creativity and different stuff like that when it was $4,000. But like some people was mixed in because you had some people that bought the category. Yeah, they did the brand
right.
Black Panther look. But the sign was you know gave you because you look they looked like a perfect demonstrator. They looked like they were protesting
right.
something.
And it's right. And it looked. I mean, it's no shade. Some people bought it for $1,000, but some people looked like they was walking for a trophy. And then also, what has ever happened to this, the Balenciaga ball? And I'm gonna say this to the judges. The Balenciaga ball, although they only had like four, they have consistently been a ball you've wanted to win. So it went into like, even if your category wasn't for cash, this was something, a trophy you wanted. I felt like the judges lowered the expectations and didn't really chop pretty much anybody for any category because they were playing politics. Because, like, honestly, the best of the best should have been up there. For every category. But, like, and I mean, you know, J-Rock, I can look past your thing. Did I, you know, when I looked at you, did I think you were real? I didn't see thug realness. No. But
exactly.
I don't know what you did. Huh?
No, I that's what I said. I agree with that. That's what I said when I read the category.
You gave
this,
you got
10s,
right?
Yes, I did. So my thing was, but the way that they said, the way that I read it, when y'all was saying like a civil rights activist protesting for some injustice in ballroom, my thing was there was a lot of civil rights activists that were not thugs, but they were portrayed as thugs because they were feared by the government or what they used to say, the man or the white man. And a lot of people fear me, but I'm not a fucking thug, but they fear me because I start talking and they say, why is he so angry or why is he
right.
so violent?
And I think that would have added to it, too. I think that's the part that would have added to it, too. People, you know, not just you. We can look past the way people were dressed because for the most part, people brought a look. Those signs were horrible. Who phone got dropped?
Probably say Rod.
I'm still right here.
Oh, that was Rodney's phone then.
Okay.
Alexis.
Well, we have a caller, so let's go to this caller. 301-278.
301-278.
Hello.
Margie.
Yes.
If 301-278 can't answer. There's another thing that I just what it did for me was I proved something that I've been saying a long time ago. Ballroom is supposed to be creativity and it's also acting. Because a lot of people be wondering why I do not like thugs in real life and all this kind of stuff. Because I feel like everything is portrayed in acting. Yeah, you're a thug on the ballroom floor, but if you got to do all this carrying and all that, that ain't no real thug. A real thug don't have to prove itself. He can just walk up there and get his hands and be a thug anyway. And he ain't going to be doing all that talking and pushing and all that.
Yeah, and that was the point of the category. Overall, you know, if I had to get shout out to Neil's poster, that his poster was hot. It read Rodney, and it still meant something. Shout out to him. I'm trying to think who else.
I like the one that say that dirty don't make you real.
That one too, dirty don't make you real. Being ugly doesn't make you real.
What about no house hoping? What about no house hoping?
That's a whole different topic. So with that being said, shout out to Prodigy for Literacy, my program that will be jumping off in 2014 that will be aiding, you know, all those that are in need.
And Rodney, while we on this, what was the deal with the House of Prodigy started yelling, y'all have started a new chant, give it to your girlfriend?
We felt at that time, obviously it must have been a thing around the room that everybody felt that way because once they said it the first time, the whole ball started saying the chant with us. So there's a couple of instances that I will not personally go into right now. What are the personal instances that happened during the case of the ball that it was just time to bring that chant out? It was time to release the CD.
Okay, we have a caller, 908-248.
Can I
make sure
they're
not
taking
our shit? 980-248,
I'm sorry.
Martez.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
What's going on? Who is this?
It's Martez, right here. How are you on?
Hey, Martez, what's going on?
I was just calling in reference to the Jade Keisha Revlon incident.
Hold on before you go on. Did you get permission to be on the phone?
Oh, baby, I don't need any permission. I'm free to do what I want.
All right, well, go ahead, sir. All
right, so my whole incident with this Keisha and Jay thing was that this started before the ball. They had a verbal argument over Facebook or whatever, and Jay made threats to Keisha saying that she keeps her gun and all this, and that she would shoot Keisha, you know, she fights and all this stuff. So people have to realize when you make threats to people, everybody doesn't take too kind of threats. Especially the individual like me and everybody knowing like Keisha, that right there just doesn't sit well. But ballroom is so shady, if it would have been the opposite way around that Jade attacked Keisha, the whole ballroom would have went up and be like, yes, ma'am, Miss Keisha got her news. But when it turned around and Miss Keisha gave Miss Jade her news, it was a whole different story. Oh, Miss Jade is the hero. She went in, she was a white woman cunt. And then I was talking about that women don't fight. That's a lie. I have sisters and cousins. We grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, and they fight it down, but they're still women. And they all talk about, oh, the Bush queens are always fighting off film queens, stuff like that. No, ma'am. First and foremost, the doctor told my mother the same thing he told y'all mothers. It's a boy.
Speak
so
me,
all that stuff, he was trying to go off on Keisha talking about that she was in the wrong and Miss Jane was right. Cut it out.
Well.
I was hearing bits and pieces about the incident, but I didn't know the full story, so I tried to stay away from that.
I personally, can y'all still hear us?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, this is what I personally think, and I feel this so strongly. I feel that a lot of these parents, these overall house mothers and fathers or whatever, you know what I'm saying, being a mother or father overall or chapter parent or whatever, it consists of more than just sitting up there getting accolades for your children winning a ball or whatever. It goes more towards mentoring and all kinds of other things. If you can't control your house kids, and especially if they have your house name after their name on their Facebook page, I think that at the end of the day, when these kids pop off, just like Fem Queens, and y'all say that a butch queen shouldn't hit a Fem Queen or whatever because they've been moaning for so many years, they don't have that kind of strength, they don't have that kind of power anymore to be fighting no butch queen. But if you feel like that at the end of the day, then you should probably tell her to shut the fuck up and stop putting stuff on her Facebook page. Because at the end of the day, if somebody keeps saying, I mean, people keep saying stuff, whatever, I really feel like that what you should do is just go up and just pop the house mother and the father or the father in her mouth because of what their kids are doing. Learn, teach this bitch to shut the fuck up. And that goes out to Ms. Jaja Mizrahi. If somebody don't shut her the fuck up, I'm going to slap Andre. And that's just that.
Ooh. If somebody don't shut her up, you're going to slap Andre. Wow.
Wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah, I guess I don't be on Facebook enough. I missed all this.
Wait, did somebody say they're going to slap the icon?
Yes.
What the fuck is somebody else doing?
Oh, well, that caller is gone.
Why they always want to get out to Andre? Andre don't do nothing to nobody.
Okay, we have another caller, 917-294.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Jasmine's not here tonight.
Jasmine's on
the line.
That was
who on the host?
Jason sounds like Jasmine, but that's not Jasmine.
This is Rodney Prodigy, Marcus, Alexis, and Jason, and J-Rock.
Hi, Rodney. How are you? This is Devastated Diana.
Hello. How are you, Diana?
Hi.
Did you attend the ball on Saturday?
I most certainly did. I said hello to you and everything.
Oh, okay. Did you you want to tell us about your recap or how did you enjoy what you enjoyed and what you disliked?
I saw everything. Bitch, I was mad. As a matter of fact, I was almost near the damn judges panel, so I saw the girls coming up and down the runway. So I can tell you who deserved to be chopped, who should have been chopped, and all that.
Yes, you need to stay on the line. And how you doing?
I'm fine. Well, let me just start with which category am I going to start with?
Let's start with best dress.
Okay, we're going to start with the best dress. Now, I have to say that the garçons looked really, really nice. First of all, let me back up. I do believe that Mark Karn deserved to win because his ensemble was over. It was over. The black on white, it was sickening. I do not think that Andre should have got past who was it? It was definitely Shane. Andre shouldn't have made it to the end. But he looked nice, but he couldn't have made it to the end. Let me just say that. it's no shame. And I love Andre dearly. I've known him for many, many years, but no man. I think that's when the Prodigy started singing "Give It to Your Girlfriend" too. But I'm not sure.
No. We didn't have anybody for that category, so it wasn't definitely not for that category.
It was something dealing with
Anthony's because I remember because we said, "E, bitch, fuck your life," after they just sang.
Ebony didn't want the category that we started to chant off either. Far above that.
Now what?
I can't say dirt.
After. I really enjoyed Runway. I enjoyed the Runway.
Legendary Runway?
Yes.
Yeah, Legendary Runway was hot, too.
What's her name? She was a con that won. The little short.
No, Legendary Runway, Tony Revlon won $1,000.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about regular runway?
Baby, that category was horrible.
No, there was one girl,
the clown makeup with the fashionable.
Female figure runway, the con woman won. Yes, that's correct.
I wasn't paying attention to that category.
The little short one, because she
yeah, it's the little short one. Yeah, she does walk. She definitely walks.
She was walking.
Oh,
no,
you're talking about this.
Not the runway, but, I think, because for the legendary runway, it boiled down to Tony and, was it the Milan child? The one that it looked like a cage.
Oh, that's Byron. That was Byron.
I liked his walk too, but Tony was so.
I think I want to give a shout out to everybody that walked Legendary Runway that night. Tim Chanel, Jabre Blahnik, my father Tony, Byron Milan, father Derek Garçon, and Jermaine Mizrahi, and Donovan Infinity.
Who was the name of the child that slipped and fell?
That was Tim Chanel.
Okay.
You forgot Zola Mugler, Junie, and
I know Junie walked. Junie walked too?
Junie might have not walked.
Jonathan walked. Yeah, Jonathan. I forgot Zola.
Now, what did y'all think about the legendary Witch Queen performance?
Oh.
I didn't see that.
I think started then.
That's when our chant started.
Okay.
You know what? That's when the chant started. Sure was.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
I know it was Deshaun. It was Rolando, Deshaun, Angel, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And Marquise.
Uh-huh.
And
Trouble was horrible. And Lil Kevin.
Right.
Girl.
Deshaun was Vogan, it's no shade.
Where?
Who's that win? Who the girl was Shady?
It's your girlfriend.
Well, let me ask a better question. Who do you think should have won that category?
Angel Prodigy, no shade.
Well, Angel
but
went
That's my personal opinion.
Angel was voting. I do not think Ronaldo was getting on my fucking nerves. His performance is always so fast forward to me.
We gotta be honest. That was kind of like. While the space worked for everything else, it was really hard to Vogue in that area.
I actually put that on Facebook today. I said the space was fine for Runway. It was fine for the Sex Siren. It was fine for the Real Cat. It was fine for all of that. But when it came
but
to
for Voguing, right?
When it came
you really
to
didn't
girls,
have enough space, right?
No, if they did one more extra spin, they was going to be in the crowd, and it's no shade.
That's what I was saying. Just like even with the female figures, they were dipping and the girls was hitting their head on the end of the stage and falling. And I was like, oh my God.
No, that was fear.
Yeah, some of it was just hard.
If the people would have respected the barrier, the leather barrier that they had out there, I think they would have had enough room.
True.
I agree with that.
I know we call it the barrier. Okay, guys, we have a call.
It was a barrier on the ends of the runway on both sides to make it, you know, like a security barrier. But the people kept using it for seats, of course, and that's what the problem was.
Oh, is that all right,
guys,
cool?
We have a call. Diana, stay right there. I'm not going to put you on hold.
Huh?
347-569.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Brian Versace. How y'all doing, everybody?
What's going on, Brian? How are you?
I'm good.
So, Brian, did you make your way to the ball? Were you in D.C.?
I was in L.A. Thank you, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was working, but I wanted to. I didn't get a chance, but no, I was. I know y'all talking about recapping on the ball, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
But could I do a sidebar question? Because I know I just got to ask this question.
Okay.
Not really ask questions on Facebook. But anyway, they were saying, Alan was laughing about it, but quickly, Cassidy Moore, Temperance, had put a question, if because we're going through this government thing, if the transgender women could not get hormones or they cut out razors, a laser, would the transgender continually go through that transition, or would they get up out, or would they transformate back? What are y'all views on that?
That would be a state of emergency, bitch.
And some said, somebody had said, well, good, some of them don't take hormones anyway, so shit, it wouldn't make no difference.
Well, a lot of the girls don't take hormones, no shade.
And
but
as far as
I think people will be there.
Yeah, I was too, but no, I just wanted to put that out there. But I was just calculating on Facebook, and I said, "Oh shit, the show on, let me call in." But no, I'm just listening, y'all. But I just had to put that out there. But hey, everybody, good night.
Yeah, but thank you, Brian.
Thanks for reaching out.
Okay. Well, Mexico will be very rich, bitch.
So what were we talking about?
Diana, back to the Vogue situation. Mark just got me saying that now. Let's just be clear. But listen, I know, but you better brand that. But, okay, no shade to Deshaun or whatever, because I live with Deshaun Vogue and everything. But y'all know how we say in Ballroom, make me know it. I've always seen Angel Prodigy. I've seen her on the videos and whatever, and I'd be like, okay, whatever. You know, that's cute. But the other night, she made me fucking know why the fuck she is who she is. That bitch left her pussy juices all over the fucking floor.
She was voguing down, and I cannot take that away from her. She was voguing down, and I got a clear view. So.
And she also performed. You know what I'm saying? So.
Devastating Diana, was you judging the ball?
Listen, I liked Marquise. I was trying to get Ricky to walk, but Ricky said no ma'am. So
okay. Well, let's go to the most controversial category of the night.
Is it the Butch Queen, legendary Butch Queen face?
Well, I was going
to
do Femme Queen Face, but we could do Legendary Butch Queen Face.
Huh?
We could do Femme Queen Face. I mean, we could do Legendary Butch Queen Face.
Okay, because I would have something to say about that.
So go off.
First of all, Mike had entirely too much makeup. It was horrible.
I keep telling y'all it was horrible.
Let's just say that.
Did you see Jason throw the orange at him?
Yes. And I told him, yeah. Jason talked about that on Facebook today. I said, no more oranges for you, bitch. None. Jason was done. I have to say, his hair was sitting. I mean, his face was on. He looked really, really nice.
Yes, he did. Not being biased, but yes, he did.
What'd you say?
I said, I guess I'm being biased, but yes, he was.
I guess I'm just going to start the shit. Can we start with the first person?
That's the legendary T.T. LaCroix. And when he walked out, I said, what category was in that face?
Yeah, that was T.T. LaVan.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Hell no.
Rodney, you were on the panel. Yes,
That was a tough fact. And Jack gave me a very stern glare when I said, I turned to Jack and said, Jack, ooh, this is fake. He just looked at me and was like, bitch, I'm just calling the girls out.
Rodney, you judge this category.
Yes, I did. Yeah, this category.
Yes, I thought.
Hold on, stay with me. Rodney, you judged the category.
Yes.
And your thoughts?
Y'all put me on the spot tonight.
I'm sorry. Before we do that, because I saw some of the pictures and I wasn't really. I'm not understanding what that category was about. Was it an Omar? Whatever the word I'm trying to say, couldn't get it right. Where they had to be somebody from in the 60s and 70s and then portray it today.
It said the style.
You had to be inspired by, not the, you know,
right.
The style of grace, not actually your look. But sometimes when you walk and you read the category, you tend to emulate the people that names are on the flyer. That's how it works most of the time.
Right.
Okay.
So it said people like Harry Belafonte and things, but the category was still face. Now look.
And the people behind us was really like, oh my god, he's not being like Billy Williams. That is Billy D. Williams. I was like, oh my god, is this about 100 years old now? Look at him, child. But
I guess in my instance, it was a respect thing for me, knowing the capabilities and knowing what I have seen before.
I'm going to say this again, you can only judge what's in front of you at the time, not what they've done
exactly.
In the past. That's the case.
That is definitely true.
And if you wanted to respect him, maybe you should just whisper it in his ear and say, I don't think tonight is your night. But,
and I have done that to people before.
Right. But because at the end of the day, it's no shade. And I'll be honest with you, I honestly thought Jason should have won. I think because him and Mike was doing so much with each other, the judges gave it to Jaden. Right, they just gave it to Jaden. But I actually think Jason, had they went based on the category, Jason would have won. But Jaden was just, he was so unbothered, he stayed out of the whole mess between him and Mike. You know, he ended up getting the vote.
That was quite messy.
I lived for the orange.
as in ballroom, you know, Jason has a signature shady look that's, you know, that works for her.
Now, who was the child that said he was going to beat Jason? Who was that child that the light skinned child that stormed off?
Anthony Revlon.
You saying the tall child, the tall one, Anthony?
Yeah, she was over.
That stems
from, you know, that used to be his mother, and then, you know, he wasn't invited to walk the Prodigy Ball for Legendary Femme Queen. I mean, Legendary Butch Queen Face.
So,
I have a question. Who said exotic? That's what I couldn't see.
Who said who?
Who said exotic?
For Legendary Butch Queen Face. You're not listening, but when he's the Butch Queen Face.
Just regular Butch Queen Face, right.
You know what? Never mind. I'm so confused. Exotic was not watching. You know what that means? To me, he should have been up there. That's why I didn't see who said him, because he didn't walk Legendary. He walked regular Butch Queen Face.
Right.
But
that's fair stuff, because I paid attention to him. Shit. He should be Legendary by now, shit.
Now... what are y'all thoughts on the Femme Queen Face? Because now that's been all over Facebook all day.
Bitch, Miss Shalay was on, bitch.
Of course. Listen, there's no shade to Michelle at all, because I think she's a pretty girl as well, especially because she punished Butch Queen up in Drag Runners. I mean, she punished it. That's without a doubt. But, darling... it's no shade. Tiffany was stamped, bitch. I mean, the girl is just going back and forth. I mean, it is what it is. The girl is gorgeous. I mean, and it's not. If the girls are trying to come at me on Facebook, you know, like I said, I'm not reading Michelle. I mean, because she's pretty, but
Michelle is her name.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle.
I'm sorry.
Michelle.
You're fine.
There's no reason why.
Let's talk about the girls that walked. Okay, Paris came out. Paris, Gotti, Ebony.
What happened? What happened to her? What happened? I mean, say no to that pop, girl.
I think her hair should have been down, and I think maybe she should have had on a different dress, because she's a beautiful girl.
You know,
she's
still a beautiful, but she's not as beautiful as she used to be.
It's no shade. It was hot in there, too. I mean, so when you start talking about Femme Queen Face, at that point, it was like 5:30 in the morning.
Well,
yeah. It's no shade, the girl. And they were actually sitting there, because Tiffany probably came out and looked more polished, and Michelle, because they weren't in the ball that time. Everybody else was in the ball sweating like everybody else. I mean, they had to put their looks on. So you could tell there was a difference between Michele and Tiffany, who weren't in the ball, and everybody else who was actually at the ball. Just yeah.
You know. That's true, but honey, your face, the category of face, I mean, you're supposed to make sure that she's on when you hit that panel, and there's no shit at all.
Well, I don't care how long she was in there, Michele was still beat down, bitch, and
I like the overall
look and how she brought it in. It was like, bitch, I'm here.
She was done. So you thought Michele should have won?
Me?
No, Jason. I mean, J-Rock.
Oh, yeah, I would have gave my vote to Michele. No shame, you know. Because, like, I think the last battle should be Michele and Tiffany, but my vote would have went to Michele, no shame. I mean, Tiffany is gorgeous.
No,
but I would have went to him.
No,
I would have went to Michele. I would have went to Michele, just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I can get that. I mean, you know, I mean, she's a pretty girl, but me personally, from that night, that particular night, I didn't see her over Tiffany.
But you know what I think it is? You know what another thing that judges that kind of messes it up for me? Because you know how you see somebody bring it so hard one time, and then when you see them the next time, you're like, oh, it's not like the last time. And I think that's what messed it up for me for Tiffany, because when Tiffany walked with Exotic, I don't think it would take a lot for Tiffany to go past what she did with Exotic. She was sitting that night. Like, that was like, it was over. So it's like, you know how you do something and you try to do it better? I think that's what messed it up for me. Because I'd be wanting her to do way better than what she did when she was when they walked in that team battle. She was over.
Now, did any of you guys see Tiffany at the Fame Monster Ball when she walked against Sasha?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was at that ball too. I was actually standing right next to, James, and boiled down to him. And
oh yeah, I saw that too.
And bitch, when it came up to it, when it was him, it was her and Sasha. And honey, when Miss Motherfucking Tiffany laid her face on that motherfucking table, I turned to James. I said, "James, you know, no Starch is a legendary face girl, but be fair." I said, "That you look at this bitch laying her face on this table. Be fair." And he looked back and forth, and looked back and forth, and looked back and forth.
See, that's the thing. Y'all be fair when y'all want to be fair.
Is Alexis on the phone?
She's still in the queue.
Okay. So, Alexis, the category was Film Queen Face with 250 per person that got 10s. So, Paris Gotti got 10s. Tiffany got 10s. Shay Khan got 10s. Erica Khan got 10s. And then Michele got 10s. That's five people. So, but then Ayana, Temperance, Stasha, and Barbie came out thinking that if they came out, that would just increase the pot because they, you know, of course they were dressed and they, you know, they always look nice. And they got 10s, but they were going to stand to the side and let the girls play for a little bit more money because the category was up to $2,500.
Ooh.
You know? Uh-huh. Yeah, they were just trying to get the money up. But Harold said, you know, you had to be prepared to walk the category that night.
Oh.
So.
He said, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's bad for the film queens to, like, you know, I have to kind of get in respect. Because film queens usually caddy, and they don't want to see anybody, you know, win more money. You know what I mean? Like. You know, no shade. So for them just to go out there to kind of get the girls up, you know, to get the pot up, that actually meant a lot. Because film queens usually don't do that. They're usually pretty shady.
But the girls had some
bills,
some extra
bills
to pay,
check. Especially after all the shit they said about Sasha, bitch. I can't stand them hoes that was coming from out. Never mind. That's next thing.
Okay. Team Film Queen Sex Iron. $1,000. Go.
Ooh. I missed them.
Now that wasn't that Tiffany and Barbie versus
No. That wasn't versus nobody. It was Barbie as the dominated Fem Queen Sex Iron and Trishe as her, with Shayla as
her
understudy.
I'm not supposed to say Trishe.
Trishe, yeah.
Right. And it was, who was the number two of them? Wasn't it?
Nobody else walked.
But I saw, oh no, that was regularly walking. Okay, that wasn't for the second time.
Butch Queen Sex Siren for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Judges.
Mm-hmm.
It is no shade, y'all tried it with this category.
Wait, hold on, Martin, before you start, who do you think should have won? I just got one question, because that, I remember that, because it had kind of pissed me off that they sat up there all that fucking time to decipher what is fucking pajamas versus a robe. Bitch, we don't ride the short retarded bus. The damn thing said pajamas. Why let people through that don't read categories? Bitch, pajamas is pajamas, a robe is a fucking robe. What was so hard about
that? And that was my problem, because I guess no shade. I had a house member come out. He did not have one pajama, so I accepted the chop. But when y'all buy, if y'all allow somebody to get 10s who y'all know brought the category wrong and process somebody, and then y'all chop everybody else, that's unfair. So at the end of the day, at least the person that brought the category, that won, brought the category right, so, you know, it was okay. But it's people like y'all who have people not wanting to walk. Like, that is so unfair. Like, y'all tried it. If y'all was going to bring one person back, y'all should have brought everybody back.
Yeah.
Or nobody.
Are y'all talking about the team, Fem Queen Sex Iron? Because
somebody... No, we're talking about Blue Queen.
What's Queen Sex Iron?
Okay.
For $1,000. The category said, and it was kind of confusing because, you know, after I went back and read it, I could see why majority of the sex sirens didn't wear pajamas, because it said you just got out of the shower and you wanted a midnight snack. And then it said, you know, you go in the kitchen with your pajamas on for a midnight treat. So I kind of saw why people necessarily did what they did with the whole towel type of situation, but it said pajamas, and that's why clarity is our friend and comprehension is important, P for L. Because it clearly said pajamas and not sleepwear and not, you know, whatever. But if people just reading the category and maybe not paying close attention, I can see how they did what they did. But let's talk about, okay, even some of the people...
Marcus, I have a question. What? The girls that walked Team Sex Siren, did they get their $1,000?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm assuming so.
If they didn't, then they're waiting too late to talk about it now. Bitch, you going to talk about that? Don't leave the runway until you get your coin.
Hold on.
No, it was
over 1,200 people. I don't think money should have been a problem.
No, they got their coins.
They had to get their coin, bitch. Have you seen it?
So 1,200 people, that bitch. Hey, we talking about money?
No, they got their coin. They got their coin, honey. That's one thing I have to give Dante and motherfucking Harold. Them coins were perched. No shade at all.
No shade. That don't even make sense. The question,
honey. What time did that ball end? Because bitch, I left.
It ended at 2:30 in the afternoon. Because me and Prada stayed to the fucking end.
I left at like. I think it was maybe about 9 or 10.
I'm not finished with Sex Iron yet.
Because
those
just
tried in the name.
Who do you think should have won?
No. I'm okay with Tank winning because he brought the category correctly. He's definitely sexy.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I don't want that to be confused. I think the cardboard was sexy too. Definitely sexy. And actually, I mean, Rodney, that was Damo up there from
yeah.
He was like
yeah.
he could have went. No shade. All three of them brought the category right, so that I don't have a problem with. But the other people that got 10s, you know, no shade. I felt like my Sex Tyrant in my house had it was a strong contender.
He was trying to boot, baby. He had case for days.
We will.
Yes, God.
Prada, you want a taste?
Yes, God, you can sit on my face all day long, honey.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get out of this.
They say
right,
he got
Prada, we're going to let you go, Prada. We're going to let you go.
And he got 13 inches.
13 inches? Ooh.
How would you know that?
Continue.
Well, Rodney, your thoughts on Sex Siren? Oh, you missed that, didn't you?
I saw Sex Siren. I agree with you on that as far as the category itself. If you didn't bring it in pajamas, you should have been chopped, and that's where the discrepancy came about a little bit. But then the judges who always say they're sticking to the category and just like that, but then they didn't chop the person and let them come back and battle and win. It's just like, oh, my God, I just love him so. Okay, so but when it would have been your husband walking against him, and you wouldn't have loved him so much.
Right. Shade begot shade, though. That's what I'm going to tell everybody. Shade begot shade.
Oh,
they tried.
Let me give a shout out. Because y'all put my sex on before I forget. I just want to give a shout out to motherfucking KT Escada from Dallas, Texas, the trans man. Bitch, they were gagging when it came out there for trans man sex siren. I want y'all to stay off my husband, and I thank you.
Ooh.
I'm afraid
of you. KT Escada. Oh, bitch, y'all probably was gone, but bitch, they say they won't take categories. Trans man sex siren. If y'all didn't see it.
No, I was gone by that time.
Oh, well, I wasn't.
All right. What else? I noticed a few things that also happened too. Judges were walking and then they judged. Did y'all notice that? People were walking and then they judged. It happened a few times.
They was walking and then they.
Actually.
You ain't in the bar from the zoo.
At the park Saturday?
Yeah.
I wasn't there for that segment, I guess.
I don't remember that either.
It happened. Moving on.
Was it the first or second segment?
Yeah. Ooh. It was later in the night. Like, they were probably filling in or people wanted to go and things like that. And then, but, you know, they still should not, you know.
I was on the 2.5
segment. You said
it was when? It was on the 2.5 segment.
Right. It was like it wasn't the first segment. It was definitely the second segment.
Oh. Well. Or was it any other categories that y'all thought, like, brought down the house that turned it?
Say it again.
Were there any other categories that brought down the house that turned it? Oh, give a shout out. Who was the astronaut for Schoolboy Realness?
Mike Ike.
Yeah, that was over.
I have to definitely see. This is my reason. Y'all can come down on me like hell, but I'm gonna tell you once again. That was the reason I think the number system should be in place. Bitch, them school boys was lined up all the way out the door down the street. Now, I was over-exaggerating, but it was a lot of them. That boy was clearly grand prize. If you would have gave him 10s across the board, made him stand to the side and nobody else could match his 10s, bitch, we wouldn't have to sit there and wait for all them unnecessary battles because that boy clearly slayed everyone. That was over, and I applaud him for being very, just going outside the box without a backpack and stuff like that and
that bug was an actual astronaut. I liked it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't supposed to have no backpacks or nothing anyway.
I mean, shit, I know that shit. I know he had to be about to pass out, but that shit looked. I was.
Right. what envelope did he pick?
God,
I hope he picked a big one.
I can't remember. Where he, I think it was 250, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah.
That's a memorable moment for him because
Alana Chanel and Barbie Revlon, y'all turned female figure, and actually Vanity Mizrahi, you turned female figure performance. Y'all definitely were entertaining. Definitely.
I agree with that.
A lot of other girls damn near broke the stage, but hey.
And then
Chi-Chi Prodigy, she definitely ate it as well for her battle.
Chi-Chi too, yes, Chi-Chi, you definitely. That was actually a close battle between, was that, she lost to Vanity?
Did she lose to Vanity, did she lose to a Revlon?
No,
I can't remember who she lost to.
I think she beat one of the Revlons, and then I think she lost to Vanity. It was definitely a hot battle, though.
I think she lost to Vanity, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she definitely.
But Rodney. Rodney.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I have to say, do you agree with me that they made up in the aftermath for what they didn't do at the Balenciaga Ball? Because the aftermath female figure performance went the fuck off.
They had room to maneuver. They was everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So all these people were at that ball, and the only people that have anything to say about the ball were you all.
There was nothing bad to say. So the girl can't got
it. It was a good ball. You gotta realize when there's no, we always know this. When there's no really big controversy or mess behind it, ain't nobody gonna call on that. When nobody cracked that on Tina, that they could see, you know.
All those European runways stay chopped like they should have been. Most of them, they probably would have been calling in with their fake voices and reading. But he brought them all back.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, since no one is talking about the ball, we can move on to the aftermath.
I know. Somebody just texted me. They have a question. I don't know if Harold and Dante is listening. I want to press one. I wasn't there at that time, so I don't know why or what happened. But a long man told me to ask this. Why was every category called besides the As a House Grand Prize?
Oh, I forgot about that.
So if Harold or Dante or Aga Red want to come on the phone, this question just came to my inbox.
That was that bring any of the combination, I think five combinations for $1,000?
Yeah.
On the order category.
I mean, well, you know, once they do, they start calling out all the money categories, all the $1,000 categories out of order so they can get to make sure they call those categories out. So I don't know exactly where it fell on the paper.
I didn't even think they was going to finish the ball because at one time they said that they were about to shut it down, but then...
Okay, we have a caller. I don't know who this is. I'm about to bring them on. 323-286. 323-286.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Rodney, how are you doing? Also, what's going on?
What's going on, E.T.? What's good?
What's going on? Shout out to the House of Auger for giving me a wonderful weekend, I must say. Was Alexa still on his phone?
She probably just got her phone on mute, but she's still in queue, I think he said. Like doing other things.
I wait
for So what's your take on the ball, Michi?
I enjoyed the ball. It was just super duper 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 hot. I should have came with some shorts and a tank top and my flip flops and a jug of sweet tea. I mean, but I mean, I props out the Herald for bringing out everybody and keeping people into your ball for that long, because I sat there for 13 hours and I just couldn't take no more. It's no shade. I didn't have no more chant left in me. I didn't have no more energy left in me. I didn't have no more drugs on me. So it was time to go. Liquor was all out.
I mean, you know, it must have been an exciting and good ball, because if people stay in the ball for 11 and 12 hours and still don't really complain, like, you don't get a good, because people try to find anything to complain about, whether it's the tables, whether it's the length of time, whether it's this. I mean, you have minor people that's going to do it, of course, but on a major scale, when you don't get people to talk about stuff like that, you know the ball was
Rodney,
hot. You know the ball
Rodney,
was good.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Rodney, yes. I have not stayed to a ball to 2 p.m.
Yeah, because Marcus, you said you was leaving at 10 o'clock, and I looked up at 12, and you were still over there.
That was definitely old school. I mean, honey, I haven't seen a ball run like that since, like, the late 90s. That's no shade.
Well, actually, the last Balenciaga ball in Atlanta went to about 1:30, 2 o'clock in Atlanta.
Yeah, but it also started at 6 a.m., though.
Yeah, it did.
So I can get with that. But, you know,
Much respect. Much respect due to the leaders of all the houses, because you definitely were very respectful when it comes to the judges and their decisions. It wasn't people, well, it was one incident, but as far as a whole, no houses was lined up on the stage. The kids, if they got chopped, they didn't run up in the judges' face and or run over there and read or do anything like that. Everybody bowed out gracefully, left the runway. Maybe they did, you know, when they got to the house table, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but it was very respectfully done as far as the, you know, chops and stuff like that, and the judges had to really get irate.
It really wasn't that many chops. That's
and it should have been a whole lot more chops from that stress all the way down to that end. And it's no shade. I live for everyone's entrance. The Levins gave me a wonderful entrance. The Milans, of course, just always give me everything I need when it comes to fashion. And big ups to my sis, Marcon. He really wowed me. Like, not that he always brings the category, but Mark did not play.
For me, she while I'm on the phone. Do you think it's okay for Butch Queens to wear women's pieces for best dress?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this. Okay, let me just say this, and I'm going to clear it up like this. Best dress is really derived from fashion, things of that nature. Red carpet, when I think of best dress, fashion shows. And you don't see too many men carrying a bag on a red carpet or any at all.
I can look past
the bag. You don't
see
too many. Okay, so if you can look past the bag, why can't you look past the fact that it's a woman's piece? Men do not carry bags on a regular basis.
All right.
Men do not carry bags on a regular basis.
Because people, I'll give you an example. Pharrell wears bags and Kanye West carries bags.
Kanye West will not carry no bag on the red carpet. You're not going to catch Kanye West in a gang of photos with a bag. And it's a lot of people that every time you see them
have
a bag.
They have a picture of them going to Fashion Week, you know, which is, you know, you're definitely coming.
Fashion Week. Well, we
can't
go to
Fashion Week. But it says you were going to dinner.
Okay, and you're going to carry your bag to dinner. I don't carry my bag to my mama's house or my grandma's house. I don't carry a bag to Ruth Chris or for
station. It was white woman.
I don't carry
it
a
was
bag
white
to
woman.
Him. Like, okay,
I
white
can
woman, so
the
you can't knock
the
woman.
Bag.
You cannot
the,
walk. Then,
and the,
okay, so
and
it's white woman. So you can't knock them wearing a woman's piece. Because you're
it
saying,
was Butch Queen best dress.
Okay, so put the bag down.
Mark had on me
a piece. Not straight.
Congratulations.
Not straight man best dress, Butch Queen best dress. You the one that come to the family reunion and they like, bitch, he always got to go overboard with shit. But he was good.
Hold on. So if a bitch were a woman, because we all know women clothes look better than men's clothes. That's why.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz proved that.
A female figure usually beats the boy. It usually if it's for cash. So if a Butch Queen came in women's clothes and didn't wear a wig, y'all was letting them walk Butch Queen best dress?
Okay.
No.
How many male celebrities that you don't consider gay do you think? Because you don't know. Do you think don't wear women pieces or make poor something from here to there?
Lenny Kravitz made it famous, bitch.
Lenny Kravitz ain't best dressed either. So
let me ask you something, Marcus. What was that ball where they told the schoolboys to come in? It was like they had to wear girls' clothing, but they have to. But and all
that's
the boys were like, "Did you have to come in drag?" And it was like, "No, not in drag. You had to put on a girl piece, but it still had to be swagged out, and you still had to." Because I knew back in high school, boys used to wear female Air Max.
Back in the day, but a few years ago when Butch Queens had on women's pieces, they would call that out doing best dress. Like, that's a women's shirt. Bitch, that's a women's jacket. You can't walk best dressed with Ben. And because it was separated tonight, I expected them to call that out, but they paid it. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, in that case, if they were calling out women's pieces, they should have called out tailoring errors as well, because it was for $1,000. We should get into all that, because it was some lining that was really not set the way it should have been sitting.
Well, Michi, while you have me on the phone, you saw female figure of Rich Bitch too, right?
The Rich Bitches gave me what I needed.
All of them?
Not all of them.
Okay, which ones didn't you see?
Marcus, why are you baiting? Why are you baiting, Marcus?
Right, that's what he does. Marcus wants me to say it so he can go ahead and give his opinion on it. That's what it is.
So we've already talked about it.
We lightweight had this conversation during the ball. So it's no shade. We're going to pay that.
No, we're not going to pay it. Y'all said y'all want the ratings to be up. People are listening. Give them what they want. Who didn't you see?
Well, Marcus, will you be doing the same?
Let's keep it positive.
Will you be doing the same, Marcus?
I don't have a ball coming up
I really, it was only like three people that I really. I really didn't get into. De'Asia looked classy and good. It didn't look like. I would look at her and go, oh, she's rich. I'd be like, okay, she's done. No. Because it just went kind of like so pageantry and things. I don't know. I paid attention to Simone and Brittany because they was just giving me what I needed.
It's no shade, but when I looked at Rich Bitch, I really, really got into the girl from Philadelphia, Tati's look. She looked rich.
Yeah, Tati's look was nasty, too.
She looked rich. Who else looked rich? Dawn looked rich. Kennedy looked rich to me. She looked rich. I knew because Simone had on labels, I knew it was expensive. It didn't look rich, though.
True.
Does that make sense? It didn't give
you
any
names,
maybe that's what I don't
or you want to do
it
okay,
didn't give
you
have a caller.
Just a second, Marcus, we have a caller.
Yeah, hold on, we got a caller.
410-462.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey,
what's up? This is
Enrique.
Say Laurent. What's going on?
What's going on, Enrique?
Just chilling. I just wanted to, you guys already said it, but thank the August for a successful ball because it was a long ball. It also felt like I was at work because I was there also for like 12 and a half hours. Like during the realness category, I was getting to a point where I had to sleep. I had to get up and was like, all right, let's go. Because I didn't want to fall asleep and people snapping pictures thinking I'm nodding at a ball. I didn't want that to happen. I think there was a lot of hot categories, like you said, but you're talking about female figure best dress, and I was quite confused about that. And then somebody told me it was labels as well. But then when somebody told me it was labels, and then I was even more confused because something that I thought might have been labels was supposed to be for best dress. So I was like, okay, I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? But as far as men wearing women pieces, I mean, as far as the way the category was worded, as far as the bag goes, the way the category was worded, you could bring a bag because you come into a family reunion. If you want to be over the top, then you know, a lot of people bring bags / book bags and stuff like that.
Well, we didn't say that they couldn't bring a bag. It was more so he was saying that, you know, what Butch Queen do you
know?
He
was debating an issue with Marcus about if you can wear
a
bag.
Let me clear, you know. I don't have a ball, and, you know, it depends. It depends on who's wearing the woman's piece. let's just put it that way. It depends on who's wearing it. It was somebody who's not everybody's girlfriend's wearing a woman's piece. It would be a chop or no ma'am, and everybody would be calling it out. But it's just so funny to me because you can look at a panel, and one of their, we'll say mentors or girlfriends or whatever come to the panel, and you know the panel knows they're wrong. They just sit and look for like a minute, and everybody's just frozen. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it kind of gave a couple of times. Like, people are just frozen. And I'm like,
well,
oh, okay.
Well, I
want to
know who was the girlfriends for Drag's Face. Two of them should have been.
Well, I kind of think, and this that Drag's Face, I kind of think the right girl won.
The right girl won. Not because it's my house member, but Kelly won because it was face. Them other girls.
It was face. It was natural face. It's not. But you know what?
The yellow on, she looked like.
But
my,
you know what?
Girl,
you
got to
think about you got
to
think about like back in the day, Drag's Face.
Too much
like,
glam.
All
much
those
glam.
Girls wore a lot of makeup. That's what Drag's Face was back in the day.
Exactly. The art of painting, which is what it was. Right.
Oh, but it was too much glam, though. And
but yeah, it was too much glam.
Girl,
okay,
she
sequence.
Like she had the wrong color on, and oh, God. It was
sequence
crazy.
Is not rich, bitch, to me. Let me just put that out there, because I'm just tired of seeing. To me, sequence is cheap to me. And every time I saw somebody come out of cheap, I was thinking pageant and sale rack. That's what I was giving.
And
I'm sorry.
I totally agree, Enrique. I think
I was so
the category
confused.
Was still rich, bitch, but it was best
yeah,
versus
think,
lady.
But she that one with the long with the black sequence gown on, she was chopped.
But then,
no,
she shouldn't have been the only one.
I think
he's
talking about Aaliyah. Aaliyah.
Oh, okay. Aaliyah.
Well, I mean,
and I thought
of,
the dress was beautiful. I thought like that was your nasty evening gown category.
That gown
dress,
was,
but
nasty.
That wasn't right. But it
couldn't. She was missing a couple things.
Rich,
the gown was
for
lovely.
Best dress though, that's not best dress to me. That's pageant wear to me.
A few more little niches and hits.
Right.
There.
It probably. Right.
You know, there's a few wrong things with it. Maybe a little more accessory, a little something more with the accessory to bring it out more. You know, she said to bring the richness
so
to life.
Rich
you just
bitch,
can't put a gown and
bitch,
stand there.
Is rich bitch like Dynasty, or is rich bitch like, okay, is it expensive?
Okay, now this is another thing I was confused about, because I'm looking at Alexis Carrington and Dominique Devereaux
right.
running up, and everybody's giving rich bitch. You know, I'm going to take it to what one of my house brothers said, like, to me, what's her name? Tyra Supreme, Ebony. She had a fucking Burke's bag, and she just looked simple. To me, you don't have to be gaudy to look rich. And I'm going to go against the grain, because I know a lot of people was not using Simone Prada's look. She looked like a rich bitch to me.
She looked like money to me.
She just looked like money. Like, when she got on stage, I was like, damn, bitch, that's a rich bitch. She's not trying too hard. It's simple, plain, elegant, and it looks like money. All that furs and sequins to me.
Expensive don't mean rich.
Right.
And she did, and Britney smelled like money. I mean, they just both gave us what we needed.
Right, and that was the thing. That they were the only. That I would say,
Meech, I didn't really care for the leather too much.
I
ain't never really seen no rich bitch in no leather. All that.
No,
leather.
It's rich bitches that wear leather, and it was a.
It depends on how the leather.
Right,
it depends on how the leather is cut
look.
And who makes the leather.
And her leather was cut.
Oh,
very perfectly.
I
her look was
very
defined.
Expensive.
It wasn't overly sized, and she peeled out. She gave a complete look. She came as a rich bitch. I have more than enough.
Who's this? Brittany?
Brittany.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think it should have came to. I mean, I don't want to put it out there because people always think. I think it should have been Simone, Brittany, and no shade, Tyra. To me, those look like rich bitches.
You didn't
bitches.
Like Dawn's look?
Dawn's look was very runway. Like, if I could see that, I could see that very runway. Now, was that labels or was that rich bitch look? That's what I was confused about. Which one were?
Well, I think it would have been more interesting to see that.
Hers probably was a mixture of the two.
Now, which one was Dawn?
The one that had the
ball.
I mean, no shade.
Trinity.
That dress was motherfucking over. She had, like, that plaid, gray plaid with
pink.
Yeah, the plaid part. With the pink
See, I was thinking that was more so labels. You know what I'm saying? Because
I didn't feel her hair. Now, that hairdo was not Rich Bitch. I'm sorry.
That's why I was thinking it's labels. Because labels become a
thing. About to give me like a little grease.
But y'all know both categories, both parts, you had to be looking like a rich bitch. It was best dressed versus labels. Labels versus non-labels.
And it wasn't from
everybody
head to toe.
Was supposed to look rich.
So y'all thought the bow in the middle of the hair was rich.
Oh, the hairspray hair.
No, we're not debating that issue. He's just saying that the category itself was called Rich Bitch. So whether he was walking best dressed,
right,
bags, labels, you still had to look rich.
Rich.
Exactly.
I live for that outfit,
y'all thought the bow in the middle of the head looked rich.
I think it was an antic, and that's why I thought it was labeled. I thought it was an antic. I think the dress is supposed to be the rich bitch thing, but I just think that the hair and the bow was an antic, and a lot of kids come with, like, a lot of girls come with antics, you know what I'm saying?
I felt her look, but that bow just threw me off.
Right. It was awesome to me.
She's very innovative when it comes to her thing, and she gives you, like, a Lady Gaga-inspired, different little stuff like that when, you know, when she comes out.
I know she was mad as hell, though, at the end of that category. She wasn't using it.
Yeah, she was. Mama didn't walk off with a smile.
And that was a category when Christian stormed the stage.
You said what? Who?
And Christian stormed the stage.
Christian Prodigy? What do you mean? She
no,
wasn't happy?
Christian Lonvin.
Yeah, I didn't understand that neither, Rodney. What was going on with that? He was just upset.
I guess mad that his mother lost, and he felt like, you know, she was shaded or cheated or whatever. She's a Lisa. He came to express his concern to the judges.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. I mean, I can understand because, it's no shade. Love him. I felt some type of way when my mother of the house lost. You know what I'm saying? But we understand she's a new girl. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be easy for her because she decreed Butch Queen and Drag Face, but now she's doing just a whole nother arena with a whole different flavor. This is a whole different element. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we understand there's going to be some bumps and stuff like that.
But
I just think,
she looked amazing.
She looked amazing. But, you know, this is what I like about Michelle. And I don't think a lot of people, I mean, people who know Michelle, she's a ride-or-die girl. She wins some, she loses some, but she's the type of woman that she's going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming till you get off of her. And that's why I live about her so much. I live for her. Because she goes, she got this one, but I'll get her next time, and I'll get them all.
She gets. It's no shame.
Yeah.
You do keep coming.
Yeah, she definitely. But you know, you kind of had to, because that's what she was when she did as a Butch Queen in drag. She kept coming to the girls who had to get up off her. So she was the girl to be. So she's going to do that now.
Hello. We were just
talking about that about Michelle. I said that Michelle gives me the kind of person like, bitch, I'm coming here. If I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. I just want y'all to know, bitch, I am here.
Yeah,
you're going to fucking know.
Right. But the most important impact is when you come off the stage, and again, this is no disrespect to any of the other girls, but when you come off the stage and the kids are running to you, mind you, you didn't win, but everybody's running to you, snapping pictures, saying it's motherfucking over and all that. To me, that sometimes is better than winning a trophy because you know in everybody's mind, you know what everybody's feeling. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. She'll get her day, but right now she's got to pay her dues like we all did. It's a pay to pump, and that's what she's doing. She's paying in the pump. But I just want to congratulate her. Also congratulate Ken on his win as well. He finally got his one, so maybe they can stop that beef. And then congratulations to Robbie St. Laurent for winning body. So I just wanted to give a shout-out for that. And that's it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Enrique.
You're welcome.
And I've seen you, Eric J., but I just didn't want to pop you no more, so I'm over there.
Really, J-Rock? He's gone.
Oh, okay.
Did we talk about streetwear?
I haven't forgot about last year, bitch. I got some. I don't forget shit.
And
but J-Rock, I'm over there.
Did we talk about streetwear yet?
No,
y'all
didn't.
Oh, streetwear, I loved it. It was one of the hottest categories for me. No, I loved it.
I think they carry.
But they sold it. No, they battled down. No lie for the high fashion streetwear. They battled down.
Shout out to Neil. Shout out to Neil. And bitch, that bitch
from the bitch, from the head to toe to the underwear to the bitch.
Yeah, Neil, you turned it. Neil, you did well. Torrance, I liked your look too. Torrance, I definitely liked your look. Who else? Who else walked streetwear?
Wait, hold on. Was it streetwear versus high urban?
It was
$500 urban.
Each.
Maybe $500 each.
I think they should start calling them separate because I don't like when they walk. It's no shade. Some things that I would think were urban, they kept saying were high fashion, and maybe I'm slow, but I don't really know the difference because everything streetwear is pretty much generally expensive regardless, right? So how do you determine what's high fashion and what's not? Rodney, you're a streetwear legend.
Hello.
Rodney.
He's there. He must have us on mute.
Yeah. He probably gonna come back. But it was some of the things like I don't know, I saw the New Era hat. It was you know, it might have been
a special New Era
collection. That's what the girl that's what somebody said it was a New Era hat, but I mean it was a baseball cap that was studded. It probably was like, you know, a limited edition cap or something, but I don't know who. You know,
and they walked that for high fashion. I mean, for urban, right? That was an urban hat, right? It wasn't high fashion.
No, I think they were walking high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the hat wasn't New Era. I mean, maybe it was something else. Maybe it was commissioned by someone. You know, maybe can a streetwear person can come and clarify that. I don't know, but that was,
Who was that had the black umbrella?
No, that was the contract, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Didn't he win?
I believe
he won.
I think he won.
Is that Alexis Clark?
And I think Lucy Liu won urban.
Yeah.
Is that Alexis Clark?
No, that's Devastating Diana.
They sound the same, though, don't they? Since she introduced herself to Alexis, I'm kind of gagging.
What are you getting at?
Did you introduce yourself to me?
I didn't. What?
Alexis.
I did introduce myself to her at the ball.
But you didn't introduce yourself to me, Devastating Diana.
I didn't see you.
Oh, you saw me, obviously. If you was on the stage, I was on the stage too. So we were married.
I didn't say I was on the stage, baby. I said I was close enough to the stage to see everything.
I thought you said you
was
on the stage, too.
Yes, she did. She said you
were I was on the side by the Revlon.
Well, baby, that was nowhere near the stage.
I said I was on the side by the Revlon. I was on that side of the runway.
You were by the Garcons there. They were close
to
the stage on that side.
Yes, they were in front of the Revlon.
Marcus,
no, it was Revlon
Avenue, yeah, I was because I was talking to Malachi. Malachi came out and gave me a hug.
I'm going to have to watch next time. Go ahead.
Well,
J-Rock, what was you saying?
I don't know if Marcus or Diana called it or whatever because y'all seem to have seen a lot. But did anybody catch who the fuck was thinking about the runway? Because, bitch, it was a lot of leather going on. This time it wasn't me. I didn't have on any leather. But it was a lot of leather going on, and I know it was a lot of musty booty holes out there. It was somebody funky on that motherfucking runway, and I couldn't take.
Oh, my God. It was real star.
I put on Facebook somebody was walking around smelling like a fucking op. It was ridiculous. It was atrocious.
It was embarrassing.
Girl, it was still.
Smelled like motherfucking onions and fucking oil sheen. I didn't see it.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
That don't even sound kosher.
I didn't see.
Somebody smelled like dish charge.
Darius Khan won Runners with a Twist. Congratulations.
I told you, Rodney, they had Runners with a Twist. I knew that. I just didn't remember who won.
I actually liked it like that. I think they need to keep that kind of structure or the way of the category going. to where they go in from the realness to the twist back to the realness. However, you know, but Juan switches it up or whatever. But I actually liked it better like that. Because it to me, it made me remember I was watching Realness with the Twins as opposed to thinking I don't went to performance and I missed about six categories.
Ball promoters, tip 101. Instead of getting two microphones, always get three or four.
Because you are paying two commentators and you should always have at least two mics.
Because one microphone don't always go out.
Well, they had three
another,
or four,
didn't they? With another note, did y'all get into a lot of the pictures that were posted? Did y'all get into Selvin's faces at the
bitch. I didn't have to see no pictures. I didn't have to get into no pictures. Y'all got to get into Selvin's face the whole night, the different looks he was giving.
He was like, no, man. wait a minute. If you were in the front, then you should have seen when Selvin came. Selvin came all the way out and gave me a big hug, gave me a big ass hug.
No, baby, I just wasn't paying attention to that. No shade.
I have a bitch.
I wasn't paying attention to that.
I can't take it.
No. I mean, I'm just for real now. I was trying to pay attention to the categories and, you know, to the underlying shade. You might have saw somebody, you know, you pay attention to somebody hugging and smiling.
No.
What did y'all think about that Big Mama realness? Because
I thought
Prada should have won that. She's sitting here right now. She's getting on my nerves about it, you know.
I
didn't see you stand up, but I thought you got on my nerves about it, bitch. I ain't talking about right now. Y'all gotta excuse me, Pop. This is my sister, bitch. I think I go everywhere with her. But anyway, like I said.
Are y'all in the talking car or something? Because y'all really letting the train have it.
Okay, bitch. No, they just gonna have to pay it, bitch. We been paying them.
Y'all want a train?
Yes, we are, bitch. We paid for it. We had to pay their funky ass conversations when they were sitting up here getting drunk and acting a fool. So they gonna pay ours. How you doing?
Baby, they are going to put y'all off the train at the next stop. Watch.
Okay.
No, they're not because they enjoying the show while y'all tripping.
I
want to give you a big thumbs up for your thug realness.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
We've already addressed that situation.
Well, hell, I didn't get through.
Come back, y'all.
Let me let it out.
Rodney.
I can't congratulate his thug realness.
We wanted to know, how do you determine if a piece is high fashion or urban?
I'm going to say, because I retired from that category, but I still watch it, of course. The urban is mostly in the stores. Almost just in the regular stores. You can see it, you know, basically it's generic. You know, I ain't gonna say generic piece, but in other stores, and the high fashion is more like couture, boutique, you know, things of that nature.
So how do you determine?
And it does cost a little bit more than the urban pieces.
Okay, can you give us some examples of something that, okay, like example. Would Jeremy Scott be high fashion or urban?
The name of Jeremy Scott itself started off as high fashion, but because it has now been commercialized so heavily, people try to make it seem like it's urban, but it is high fashion.
Okay. And then the KTZ or KZT...
That is high fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know who makes those hats, but they look like a New Era baseball cap with the studs in them. What would that be considered? I would say they're just limited edition baseball caps that, you know.
It's based on the designer of the hat.
Okay. Dolce and Gabbana, would that be streetwear?
if D&G, D&G would be high fashion streetwear.
Well, girls wear that for labels.
Right. Dolce & Gabbana, Dolce & Gabbana is a label. D&G is like a lower end version of it, like a sportswear. But people still gonna say Dolce & Gabbana on it, but it can still be D&G.
No, we saw the label. It said Dolce & Gabbana. He was walking streetwear.
But D&G is technically Dolce & Gabbana.
Correct. The question was, would it be considered streetwear?
Yeah, if you have on a pair of Dolce & Gabbana jeans, clearly not going to say that's dress and he's going to.
Did you see streetwear in the boy from L.A., the jacket, the coat?
Yeah.
That Tars ripped the tag off of. Now Tars, you peed for that bitch. He said, no, you're not taking this back, and he pulled the tag off.
Wow. Y'all are so evil.
Well, I'm sure he'll find a way to get back on.
Well, no, say that boy. No. The boy's been traveling. I don't believe, bitch. I don't even think he would have been able to take it back, bitch. It was done. He laid it down and everything. I don't believe that was the case. But that was a nice little ploy for Tars that definitely gave him the little upper advantage. But he did that. But I did notice that Dolce said Dolce & Gabbana, so I want to know, is that streetwear or not? Enrique, call back in.
He's still on the line.
Enrique.
Wait a minute,
Enrique,
you're back.
Up? Yeah, I'm back. What's going on?
Is Arnold listening? Dolce & Gabbana, streetwear, yes or no?
Hold on. Sure. You know, you don't want to get Arnold get started with that.
Well, I want his whole opinion on everything.
Hold on. Let me call
him. I'll put you on mute.
What else?
I missed a lot of categories.
Did
you guys talk about runway?
Which one?
European runway.
Yeah, we said a lot of them deserve to stop, and we can't believe Harold brought them all back. That was the waste of the night. We could have finished. We could have did every category had we not brought them back.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'll be right back.
Some of them deserve to actually not be chopped. I think some of the judges were trying it, but majority of the chops were chopped.
Okay, I have a question. I do want to get this one question out because it's been in my mind. Now, the sex siren category. I know how it was read and how it was written. So,
and
to bring it in. I wasn't on the phone, bitch.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
That's not what they're talking about, though.
But what happened? What happened? Wait, what did I miss? Hold on. What's going on, Marcus? Are you trying it? What's going on?
Can you ask your question, child? I don't want to be here all night.
Okay. So, anywho. The whole pajama thing.
What is a pajama?
Well, I mean, some people consider pajamas their underwear nowadays.
No. If you Google pajama in a Wikipedia, is pajama.
Oh,
what
shit.
Would
it's not on my one of them to stay up there. Shit.
Oh, my God. We're going to go with this again.
Especially that one in that jock strap. Yeah, he can sleep in there.
That was the problem. That's the problem right there. They become the motherfuckers come up there and they be looking so scrumptious and so, ooh, bitch, ass, cakes, dick. Bitch, you didn't bring it like the category said.
Well, it's no shade. To fix that, bitch, I'm just going.
But the category is sex siren. He runs the alarm and had on a jock strap.
So the velvet cake, bitch, I would have gave my overall prize to fucking the Saint Laurent.
Okay.
That was sexy to me.
Okay. Enrique, you're back.
Hey, what's up? Arnold Saint Laurent's on the phone.
Hi, Arnold. Hey, what's up?
Father.
What's going on? Well, you're live on the radio. Can you tell us? Okay. Well, first, streetwear. Would you consider Dolce & Gabbana a high fashion streetwear piece?
Of course. Oh, okay. I just wondered. So when girls wear that for best for labels, would you consider that a, would that be okay for labels?
Yes. It's two sides of Dolce. Dolce has a, has different things that they use. They have different things like jeans, anything like that. Anything that you can wear, from what my understanding of streetwear all these years, is that anything that you wear out in the street that you can wear on the street from day to day is streetwear. It's like it's mostly jeans, you know, jackets, coats, different shirts, bags, stuff like that that you wear during the street. That's just streetwear, stuff you wear every day. And then they, you know, Dolce has, they have lower lines. They have, you know, D&G line, which normally is what you normally going to get for streetwear. You probably get the lower line for streetwear for some different things from the side.
So what would the label you know? Say? What would this label actually say if it was the high-end Dolce & Gabbana? Because Dolce & Gabbana
Dolce
spelled
Gabbana.
Out in the jacket.
It'll say
it
no
was
Dolce
definitely
Gabbana.
Spelled out. And it was a, it looked like, no shade, the coat had, he had the receipt. I mean, he brought the receipt and he brought out the tag. The jacket had to be a $5,000 jacket. It had to be. Like, it might have been a woman's coat now, I'm not sure. Because it was over. Like, I don't know. I'm going to actually go find it. I'm going to look it up and go find it. But the jacket was over. I just wondered because it didn't really give me – it fit his whole outfit. It just didn't look streetwear-ish to me at all.
Well, it depends because there – I mean, depending on what city you're in, because I know I've been in New York and there'd be thugs with furs on. So you can go to any city and there'd be thugs with a fur on. And they're considered – people – like, thugs will wear furs with a Tim. You know what I'm saying? That's streetwear.
That
you know what I'm saying? So it kind of really depends on how you bring it. But I kind of think the right person won, though, because his overall look was clean to me. But that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I enjoyed that category. Now,
Runway was over. Runway was
women,
over.
Butch Queens wearing women's pieces for best dress. Go.
Marcus.
Yeah.
You are going to continue until you get the answer that you want.
Don't fall into that, Arnold. Don't fall into that.
What do y'all mean? What do y'all mean falling into it? No shame. Mark didn't have that problem, so he won. Congratulations.
We didn't say Mark did.
Okay, right. So I'm talking about other people that walked. Right. We talking about a ball. We're giving a recap. Arnold, go. Please.
Actually, in the middle of something, I have to call y'all back, okay? thanks for having me on, though.
Bye, Arnold. Y'all put me on mute. I know y'all wasn't going to set him up. All right, go ahead, put me back on mute.
Was that the practice set? Did y'all practice that before thing on Rike?
He's on hold.
You know what? You know what? I don't, you know what? Okay, well, where was the drag's face girl from?
Who?
The one, the Ebony, the one that won.
She's from Chicago.
I never seen her before. She's pretty. She did good.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Shout out to Bae and Trent on the Executive Realness win. Y'all really brought the category to life. I thought y'all did exceptionally well. That category was high.
Yes,
Oh, that was Executive Thug, Schoolboy. We talked about Pretty Boy. Shout out to the Prodigies. They did well. That category was pretty entertaining, too.
You did Butch Queen Face?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Why you say it like that? What's wrong?
shout out to Tigger Tsunami from waking us up at the end with the Butch Queen Vogue fam on that mic because I almost fell asleep.
Are you commentating?
Yeah, he came back and I know they was Jack was damn near hoarse and Elvin was like old.
No.
And then they gave the mic to me and they kept going out and like Marcus said, some of them, I don't know what was going on with the mic. Then we finally got one mic and he wanted to get on there and he woke them girls up. So that was fun.
Mm. Yes, to the person that asked me, it was.
Marcus. Since you're asking, like, the people about the best dress category,
and about the women's pieces itself. Obviously, a couple of things stood out in your mind about who had on women's pieces. So could you tell us who the people that had on the women's pieces so maybe they can elaborate more on what they think about?
I would encourage y'all. You know, I never do this, but I'm encourage y'all to watch the YouTube clips for yourselves. And you determine what was women's and what was men's. How you doing? I still got a ball coming up, even if it's in 160 days, bitch.
You want to date everybody else, but you want to take the date yourself.
No. Well, actually, I really didn't see the category very close up, but certain things were just so noticeable. Like bitch, are y'all serious?
Yeah, no shade, it really was.
So it's kind of like, you know. And because everybody was so, I mean, it's no shame.
FYI, best dress. Yes. When y'all take your coats and your capes off, make sure your static is clean. Because it was clinging. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So nobody have any more questions or no callers, nothing, Jason?
There are no callers in the queue, so.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to pose a question. Marcus, you can start off first because we've done it plenty of times. When you are sponsoring a category, Jason, let me see, you guys still answered anyway. When you are sponsoring a category, do you feel as well, Marcus, since you don't really walk the balls, and I'm speaking from a walking ball perspective, you can speak from a promoter point. If you're sponsoring a category and you know what you want to see, you've envisioned the category, you've envisioned how you want it to look, the outcome and stuff like that. Do you think that you should be entitled to judge, or because you just donated your money, you should just stand to the side and let the category go any kind of way you want? What is your take on that?
I don't think you should judge the category, because I think while you're sponsoring it, it comes off as you being partial. And I mean, from my standpoint, I always want to be considered like a neutral party in the matter. So I think that if you wrote the category, because sometimes you don't even write the category, but if you wrote the category, you should explain to the judges what you're looking for. The judges read it for themselves on paper, and then they make the determination from there. Like, but they have the final say. I don't think like a sponsor should override, or I don't think they should vote on who wins, because, you know, what if everybody did deserve to get chopped? People are going to say, oh, you did that so you could keep your money, which is just...
Right, they're going to say that anyway. They're going to say that anyway, but so, I mean, that's your take on that. You feel like, what else, like, for the category of Thug Runners, we felt as if, you know, 70% of the people didn't bring it right.
Right, but I feel like, though...
But within that 30%, in that 30%, in that 30%, the right person did win. You know, the right people, a person did win.
Somebody
was included in it, so brought it right, was the winner.
Right, so I mean, you pay it, but that's the risk you take. I mean, out of all the grand prizes that I've given out ever in life, I mean, I probably didn't agree with 50% of them. But guess what? You still got the money. So, you know, I think that It's kind of weird because you want to do it, but sometimes what you put on paper is just not what the people read. And I think that I guess this is another reason why, too. I don't think judges should be picked the night of a ball. If you did not plan to judge the category, if the contestant has to research the category, why don't the judge have to research the categories either and have to do research on it? I don't like when judges get paid for that kind of money that was given out. Those judges should have known in months in advance, or at least a month in advance, where they could have gone over the categories and said, okay, well, what are you looking for? This is what, because you reading it, if somebody had to Google search something, you know, especially in ballroom, we don't have the most intelligent people or well-cultured and Renaissance men in ballroom. The judges probably need to research it, too. And, I mean, I think that's where the problem coming in. How many times have you seen a category that says, well, bring it from a movie? Well, bitch, how I know you saw the movie and you judging it? Or bring it from a music video. Well, bitch, did you watch the video before you came up here and judged?
Yes,
how do you feel about that?
I kind of have to agree with you on the fact of Well, now let me take it back this way. I don't. When you're giving the money or sponsoring a category, you should not be able to judge the category, because even if you pick somebody and it's somebody that people know that you normally associate with, but no shade, they really gave you what you were looking for, then it's going to become more of a, okay, they won because that's your girlfriend. And you don't get that prodigy issue, you know, pick your girlfriend chant or pay your girlfriend chant or something. I'm sure you guys will come up with something by then. So, you know, it kind of goes into play, you know, it becoming more of a, not a political, but more of a girlfriend type thing when you allow the person that's sponsoring the category to also judge. That's kind of like, I look at it kind of like the same way as someone, as if you throw in the ball and you walk into the ball as well, even though that's been done, but hey.
Well, throwing the ball and judging the ball, I look at it like this. I want people to know the reason why we sponsor the Thug Realness category is because, one, and our favorite things, we did not get to the category, and no fault of the thugs, they weren't able to compete. I would never want anybody that put their time, effort, and energy into coming to Chicago to walk forward did not feel as though they would get an opportunity. So being the people, the promoters that we are, we did what we did. Overall, you know, we were okay with the outcome of the category. We were just disappointed, and it's not really the contestants. It probably was the judges. Like, I just think overall the judges just let a lot of things slide through, and they did it for the sake of not having an argument. So if the ballroom needs to take away tens and take away chops, okay, that's fine, but they need to come up with a new way to score, because at this point, once you give somebody a 10 that should be chopped, you're really giving them the opportunity to win the money. And it can happen, like, easily. You know, and I think Harold did everything he could do to combat, because it was 13 judges up there at one point. So, bitch, you didn't have 7 girlfriends on the panel.
Sure.
That's a lot of girlfriends. So at the end of the day, I think that's what kind of helped the outcome of some, you know, some of the winners, to where, you know, it was 7 people, so the good came with the bad. But nobody wanted to be the bad guy and send people.
No one wants to be the bad guy. And then by 11 o'clock, it was like, no shade. That, wherever the judging started, everybody on that side would start the judging. It would hit probably about the middle, and then it would start turning. Then it would start going that way. Like, they got tired to a point. To where they were just like, fuck it, yeah, sure.
Right.
He's you. I mean, I've noticed a couple judges would sit there and look like they were dozing off, and they come back and be, hey, give me one. They look and give them one, and it's like, I'm sitting there like, okay, were they even really paying attention? Because you look like you're dozing off up here. So, I mean,
agree.
Even though they were flipping them out and reversing the judges out as much as they could probably try to get them out, but, you know, it just, I think you know, it was good that everyone stayed as long, but I think due to the length of time, at about 10:30, 11, I would say actually about 9 maybe, you know, people, the judges were kind of just, sure, go ahead, let them through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, picking some that, you know, some were picking some that I'm sitting there going, huh, now how did that happen? What were you looking at? You know, it was just a whole lot. A whole lot of stuff that went on too long for no reason.
But I'm very glad that all the houses came out and did what they did. The Bonds of Balenciaga really has supported a lot of people. And the people that they deserve, you know, the people, they've gone to major balls. And I think, when, you know, this was definitely anticipated. And I really kind of wish it was more like that, like it was more house balls and things that people could look forward to going to, you know, in comparison to, you know, some of the other shit that's been going on.
Yeah.
So, Jason, what did you hear on the grapevine about the ball that we ever discussed?
Well, you pretty much discussed everything. One of the comments that came across was, why didn't they use all of the, why did they end up still competing on the floor when they had such that, they, I guess they had such a, they make it a grand stage. Why didn't they use the whole stage? That was the only question that I got.
Stage really for them to use like that. There really was not enough room for them to really eat.
I think, and you know what, as a promoter,
and that's why
I
the aftermath, they really went in on that Bogan part, because that aftermath, them voguing bitches. Thrillers with a twist and them vogue films vogue their ass off.
I think some people, and I get this all the time too, the reason why I use the stage is so that the patrons can see, but a lot of contestants don't like stages. Does that make sense? Like, they don't like that. Especially when you're talking about productions and things like that, they don't know how to plan. So I actually said people preferred to, you know, they were asking, oh, can y'all not have a stage? Can y'all not have a stage? But it's really not a stage for the contestants. You're really doing a stage so people can actually look up and be able to see.
Okay.
So everybody kind of has a good seat. But I think Harold and them did that, well, he actually said, because due to people doing grand prize productions and things like that, you know.
Yeah, the ceiling is not that high. It's low.
Right. So it would have been really difficult, like, in that space. And then I like what they did with it, because they had the staging pieces in there. They actually used that to elevate the right side of the place so some houses could be up there and see. That was different, too.
Yeah, that was. The McGlare's table was sitting up high on a little, like.
Right. That was actually cute. That was actually some of the best seats of the night.
It really was. It was cool. It wasn't crowded over there. You could
see. They had a fan right over there, yeah.
Well, we lost J-Rock. He will be back tomorrow night for Talk Trash Tuesday. So he said, wants to let everybody know he didn't just hang up. The people, I guess, in their caboose was like, it's time to say goodnight.
Bitch, on a midnight train to Georgia.
I'm leaving.
So if there is nothing else left to talk about, honey.
And thank you, DC, for showing me a wonderful time. You guys have interesting people.
Oh, you enjoyed Jack, Meiji?
You said what?
You enjoyed the Jack application in the DC area?
Who?
You know, Jack really didn't get me up like that. So, you know, I mean, but you know. Hey, I can just walk down, you know, through DuPont Circle, Georgetown, daytime, enjoy a nice fresh cup of Starbucks, do some light shopping, and never go home empty-handed. I'm not talking just from stores.
Oh, okay. So you were working the stroll. Okay.
I don't work strolls, sweetie, and I don't pick up random, strange, dirty, nasty niggas either.
So you pick up clean ones that hang out in Georgetown at Zara.
What? No, actually, no. Look, shut up, Marcus.
Oh, you don't.
Well, you opened the door to it.
Right, you said it, I didn't. Shout out to everyone that came. Oh, they said that the black party was really nice. They
said the black party was everything, no lie.
So shout out to Dante and D-Dollar. Shout out to RJ for the after party. They said that was packed and pushed.
Yeah, the after party was packed. Out, get me up. Yeah.
So you really partied all weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to the girls who got turned on their flights.
Ooh.
Shout out to the folks that
you still doing room. That. Come on, kids.
Shout out
I heard
the
there were people sleeping in the train station.
Oh, shit. Shout out to all the girls that got kicked out of their room for the drugs.
Oh, no.
Ooh, and the train was fighting at our hotel. Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
It was a family. They had a family reunion going. It was a lot going on in our
hotel.
Over there on Bladensburg at the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh.
On Bladensburg.
So I guess all the girls wore out. The one on Bladensburg.
Whatever.
Okay. So you weren't at the one in Camp Springs. You was at the one in D.C., off of New York Avenue.
Yeah, that's where all the Ebony's were staying. We're staying at that one. Well, majority of us. That was our host hotel. So there were some garçons across the way and things. And everyone was just, we had a blast. It was fun.
Well, that was it. Well, we gave a report, y'all.
Well, I guess you can give
your
good night.
Man.
Rodney, what did you say?
I said I was going to talk about the aftermath for a quick second.
Go ahead.
The Aftermath was very, very, very fun. LSS was fun. The battles was fun. It was just everybody was just smiling, just having fun. I mean, it was very, very nice. Runway, European Runway, American Runway, they came out with effects like they were at the major ball. Beads
yeah.
and feathers and all type of shit. It was just really, really amped and hyped for the Aftermath as well. And big shout out to Pampers Milan and Marquis Prodigy. Y'all definitely vogued in the name last night. Y'all definitely had the crowd hyped. And Pampers won, and he kept saying, bye, Dee Dee, to Marquis. They definitely kept it going. Lil Magic, Lil James, Sheldon, that little bit, you know, that con, ex-con rivalry thing was in chat. It was nice. Nyla, my child from Chicago, was definitely there, and she had Malachi there watching her, definitely clapping. So, you know, that was a big thing to see. I watched that. Nyla made it to the final battle. She didn't get a break. Her and Magic was the final battle. Magic won. Also, legendary performance. Angel versus
yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken won. That was a hot battle.
We got 6 minutes left. The girls want to get to the foolishness, girl. Let's talk about Faith.
Which Faith?
The young man who got shot.
If you're listening from the chat room, you now have 6 minutes to call in before it actually goes into record mode. If we lose you, tune in tomorrow for Talk Trash Tuesdays, and don't forget Jasmine Couture in the State of Emergencies on Wednesdays.
There was a butch queen face. A few people got shot. One guy. He was a Chanel, I don't know how it's going. He was very, very adamant. Very adamant about his chop. And
Now they wanna press one. Go ahead.
They already did it, and then I think he was removed from the house or having left the house based on that incident that happened.
Okay, hold on for just a second.
240-581, you're on the air. I just wanted to say that I thoroughly enjoyed the Escada light skin boy who walks that siren.
Yes, Maya.
What's going on?
Hey, Rodney. Hello, Jason.
How are you?
Marcus.
Hey, Naima. So, Naima, you was in Baltimore. Did you come to the ball?
Naima didn't come
to
no balls or anything. Like,
mind you, I didn't even see Dexter at the ball. I mean, I heard he judged, but I was already gone. But I didn't see Dexter at all the whole night.
Yeah, Rodney, we was on opposite sides. You know, we was like East Coast, West Coast. All them people.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of people. And it was just so much headache to try to maneuver. I went to the bar. I said, you know what, let me get 3 drinks so I don't have to come back over here. Because it was a journey just to get to the bar. I was like, fuck. So, you know, I was kind of heated about that. So I got my drink and went back over and set them on the table and just dealt with it. By the time I got to the judges panel.
I want to ask you something, Rodney. Do y'all have any other places besides the upscale that you think y'all probably could have gotten that ball at or had that ball at, maybe a bigger size or something, or?
Not any other place that lets you finish all the categories, take all the time you need to give the patrons what they pay for, smoking area, all that type of stuff. We don't have any other venues like. But do you have any venues like that in the country?
In the country?
No, I know.
Do you have any venues like that in the country that you can do all of that?
No, I don't really know of any. No.
Maybe Texas. That's about it.
Why Texas?
Because I said in the country. I said in the country because in Texas they let you. If it's not at one of those little clubs, they have those rental facilities and those facilities let you stay there for a while. Sometimes she, but shit, the Crown Plaza lets you start at 3 or 4 in the morning. Ain't no hotels letting you really start no ball that type of night either.
Right.
True.
None of the hotels.
True.
Yeah. And sure.
But yeah, but I mean, we think that the upscale, even though we knew for the Agarbar it would be a little tight, but on normal, the upscale gives the patrons everything what they need, but they don't complain about, oh, it's at that place again. But when you go to other places, you complain about paying $5 to go out to smoke. You complain about this and this, you complain about no space. You complain about everything. So when you have a venue that's the headquarters, it's our headquarters now. It's the headquarters, Baltimore headquarters for D.C., which is a perfect venue for the smokers, the liners, the whatever that they do to get your party on and still be respectful. And the police is there, won't bother you if you don't bother them. You know, as long as you don't be fighting and being disruptive, the ball can go on.
Now, where are we on that? Who shit it in the toilet?
Where at the black party?
That's what you do.
You talking about the child at the black party that shit at the tall shop?
I know
no,
the shit didn't be in the toilet for 2 days, bitch.
No, the black party was
at
a different venue.
Yeah. That was such a headache. Because that child should have, now she needed to be embarrassed. Because what she did was a fool. As small and tight as it was up in there, and then she did it right when everybody was getting ready to leave. I guess whatever was going on in her stomach, she couldn't hold it no more. Because when Mama came out that bathroom and tried to blend into that crowd, and Ms. BB said, "What the fuck is going on?" And you could see, y'all don't smell that shit? I said, that was that tall child right there that just came out the bathroom. Cause I just went there and peed when she walked into the stall. And I didn't smell anything. So I knew exactly who it was.
Did you get her
picture? Well, who was it? No, my damn phone was there because I was going to snap her a picture and put it on Instagram. Well, who was it?
So
the
was it
guess.
True that they were letting people in free from the back?
That was at the ball.
At where?
No.
At upscale.
That was at the ball. And that was like at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like it was like really late in the day. I don't know if they're supposed to let them in free because I think people just come in. So I just, you know, it wasn't my place to tell. But yeah,
But more on the aftermath, we'll get some of the winners: Pampers, Milan, congratulations on Schoolboy, Tez, Balenciaga, and Jay Khan. And final battle for Twist was. Everything. Those young men were voguing. They were voguing. It was definitely nice. Congratulations to Tez on his win.
Real man with Lil Magic.
Which realness?
Film Queen Realness, Grand Prize.
No, they had to battle. It was only one winner.
No, they didn't have to battle.
Yeah.
It was only one winner, but at the end of the day, they didn't have to battle. It was two. I mean, I give it the whole concept and stuff.
So we'll do it like this. Toya, grand prize. Janiyah, first place.
It's Janiyah.
Janiyah, first place.
Oh, Janiyah. Oh, yeah, Janiyah from Atlanta was there.
Yeah, Janiyah from Atlanta was there.
She still is real. It's now.
Yeah, Face. I can't remember who won Face.
Oh, and Face, Ebony, overall realness.
Yeah, Face, Ebony, Third Realness, Mike Hodder, Executive Realness, Pampers Milan, Schoolboy Realness, and Balenciaga, Pretty Boy Realness. Rob, right? Yeah, Rob. And it was Face versus. Rob in the final battle for the coin and Face one.
I have a question. When the show is on record mode, does it record this part too?
It does.
And it plays
it does. Does.
Oh, okay. Just listening.
you got something you want to say?
Hi.
You got something you want to say, Marcus?
I'll do that on the recap of the recap. recap of the recap.
And Marcus, did you see the list I posted for the House of Prodigy at the ball?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay, so I'm waiting on that other house to match me.
Well, Michi, you're back at Ebony. Faye stated that the Ebonys won the most trophies this weekend.
Okay.
We need receipts. Rodney needs some receipts.
Oh, Rodney, somebody just hit me up and said, did the person do what they were supposed to do, or are you going to put them on blast tonight?
Oh, the girls in November.
You know what? I did not check up on it because they told me they was going to handle it today real long, but I did not.
Hold on 1 second. I'll check for you. Hold the line, please.
Marcus.
Uh-huh.
So, Faith did what now? I'm confused.
Rodney's going to tell you. I'm checking on something right now.
Facebook made a post. I didn't see it. They told me. Facebook made a post saying congratulations to the House of Ebony for winning the house with the most trophies at the Aga Ball.
No, he said this weekend. He said Aga Ball and Aftermath. That's what he said.
Okay, well, if it's two balls combined, the mini ball and the major ball, then yeah, I'll go with that.
Well, maybe that's what he was saying.
That. Okay, well, maybe it was. You want this?
We did. No shade, Adam.
Okay, we're both balls combined. Yeah, I'll say that.
I'm just saying.
No, I was only dealing with the major ball. I thought he was talking about the major ball. Both of them combined.
Y'all gave it to your girlfriend.
Whose phone is that?
I'm at work. Hold on. All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was a
fun weekend.
Breaking news. Rodney.
Yes.
The answer to your question was no, it has not been resolved.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to touch it. At the Rags to Riches, the 11th annual, what's that, the 11th? 11th annual Rags to Riches. Let me start it off by saying this is in no way 100% total anything towards Marco or anything of that nature, because he specifically said on his flyer or at the ball or whatever the case may be, the people that are sponsoring the categories will be taking full responsibility for paying out their money. But, you know, integrity purposes, sometimes when people sponsor categories at balls, the promoter of the ball, it will ultimately feel responsible and pay out most of the time. With that being said, my house member won Runway at the Ball, which was $250.
Sponsored by.
Which was sponsored by. Marcus, can I tell my story? You're going to tell it, bitch. sponsored by Yummy. I don't know, house affiliation or not. Sponsored by Yummy, and he has yet to be paid.
Now, I'm on the fence with this, because Marco put out from the flyer from day one, because this was a free ball, he would not be responsible for the prizes. So I am, and I'm going to read y'all what it says here for clarity. Disclaimer, this is an entirely free event. All sponsors confirmed months in advance, and they are to be held responsible for all prize monies. Host of said event can only be liable for the rewarding of a trophy. All efforts will be made to fully reward category winners. So who do y'all think?
That's what I said at the beginning. At the beginning, I said that. I'm not holding Marco responsible.
Right. But you brought her name up. I mean, I'm sure.
Because that's the ball it was at.
But, you know, the girls are not going to blame Yummy. They're going to blame Marco, and I don't think that's fair. So who's at fault, y'all? Give me one. Jason?
Me personally, all the money should have been in before the ball. So whoever was responsible for giving the 250 for that category is responsible. So is that
okay.
Yummy?
Yes. Okay, so one yummy. Michi?
Yes. Yes.
Who's responsible? Give me one.
For not giving up all the money for that category?
We're actually making sure that the winner got it. Who's responsible?
The ball promoter. That's my.
But I will also add, I want to also add, just so we be clear, I know sometimes it just say I'm sponsored category, and I might not be there, but so it's the promoter's job to get the money from, you know, the promoter having for the category. The person sponsoring the category was at the ball, and was the DJ at the ball. Just want to put that out there.
But yes, you are filing full disclosure.
So was the DJ?
Let me ask you this. Who knows? We don't know that.
Okay.
Oh, look. We tried to put all the scenarios in there. Maybe that he was going to get paid $250 and just didn't get the $250 from Michael because he wanted Michael to use the money to pay out the award. Or we don't know any of the scenarios, so we can't just that. We just know that he was responsible for the $250 and Michael did put the disclaimer out. So
right.
We don't know.
I guess I'm not hard on it because I've been to balls where a lot of the categories were sponsored. We still paid $30 to get into the ball, and the promoter still didn't give the money away. So if you charge $30 to get in, the ball, our category was $500, and then you say, well, the promoter, the person who sponsored the category didn't give me the money. But, you know, now, to me, that's the fool.
Well, it is a recession, so maybe do it, I don't know.
Okay, so let me ask. Well, I feel the person who, I mean, if you have someone to sponsor a ball, sponsor a category, why not just get the money up front before you even advertise that amount being sponsored?
Because I'll be honest with you, how many people now? A lot of balls get canceled now. So if you give your money to somebody and the person don't have a ball, you know.
So then that just really came. I don't know. Well, then, I mean, do you have to fault the person sponsored if you look at it from that aspect there? Because if they're waiting to see if it's going to be canceled after they turn their money in, and then they end up not turning in their money when it comes to the ball.
That person shouldn't be having a ball in the first place if you're thinking that the person, you're waiting to turn the money in because you think the ball might get canceled. Then the person shouldn't be having no ball in the first fucking place.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, shit happens, hey.
Well, yeah, I have been a victim of shit happening. My What's in the Name ball was scheduled for New York, and then the man at the venue turned us, so we moved it to D.C. We still had it, but it affected us greatly.
But you
see, we had already made arrangements. People had, you know, had arrangements. It already had tickets, allegedly, to get to New York and hotel reservations and things of that nature. But we all know you can make reservations. You don't have to pay for it right there. So, you know, but
the girls,
we still dealt with
it. So did the person end up getting the – so did they get the rest of the money at some point or the coin at some point, or it's just paid?
About what?
They didn't get anything.
They haven't got anything yet.
And how long ago? This was in the summertime?
No,
no,
this
was
September.
Ago.
September.
So.
September
28th. Hold on. I'm not even going to ask this question. Never mind. Go ahead.
So go ahead, Michi. We listening.
Nah, go ahead. Because I don't want it to be misconstrued.
Well, why are we on messy topics? Look, can we play what if?
You said,
hello?
We said play what if.
Uh-huh. You ready?
Go
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, Michi. Okay, since you worked in corporate America, let's say you gave your 2 weeks notice somewhere, right?
Right.
What typically happens within that 2 weeks at most, like, corporations?
Well, quite a few things can happen within that 2 weeks. One, some companies might say, well, you can go ahead and end the week of.
Right.
And they're still paying you out for your 2 weeks.
Correct. That normally, people, that's normally, if you work with sensitive information, you usually out of there within 2 days.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Keys removed and locks changed and any other thing that got to go with it. But they most likely they get you out of there within 1 or 2 days. Right? Because they let you work. Oh, you know what? It's going to if you even come in, you know, saying we're going to take care of it. You'll be good. Come back and get the check or we'll mail it to you. Sometimes they'll say we'll mail it to you so you ain't got to come back.
Right.
Yeah. That is true.
I just want to store.
Why do you ask that?
But you do have some places, like, if you are like, maybe, I'm not going to say all certain, but if you're, like, that one person that does everything or does that thing, and they don't notice, I mean, you just come with me a two-week notice on Friday, I'm going to need you to still stay to do that time while I'm looking for your replacement. So sometimes it works both ways.
That's if you're trustworthy. And that's usually a smaller company. It's no shade. If you walk into Verizon and tell them you're giving your 2 weeks notice, baby, you're going to be out the door by Friday. You might finish the day, but you don't work in nobody's corporate America. Now, if you work for mom and pop and you've been with them for 5, 6 years, they don't believe they're going to. I promise you won't be touching no bank deposits or nothing.
No, you won't. All access will be denied.
Yeah, well, obviously we'll be denied. And they're probably going to get you before you, because the shade is you might think, oh, I'm going to get them on the last day that I'm there. You're probably not going to finish that whole day.
That is true.
I just wanted it. Without.
Well, I'll do my research to find out who we're talking about.
I'm trying to see where this is going to. Because it's going somewhere.
That's it. I just wondered. That's all I had to say.
Okay, well, Jason, if there's nobody, you know, want to say nothing or doing anything, we can make this a wrap.
Well, Rodney, Marcus, Naeem, if you're still there, yeah, you're still there. You all can say your good nights, and we can bid these people a good day. I do.
All right, everybody. On behalf of
Ms. Rahi, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway.
Good night, everybody. This is Rodney signing out.
Good night, people.
Nancy, did you say
good night?
Good night,
y'all.
Well, on that note, good night, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a pleasure to sit with you. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, same time, same bad channel, for Talk Trash Tuesday with your host, Jason Bridge, London Bridge, Daylock Bridge, Calvin, and Dick Johnson. Also, please tune in on Wednesday for the State of Emergency with your host, Jasmine Couture. Until then, be safe. God bless. Good night.
Dallas, Texas. Get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer Larry Ebony and the Gulf Coast Prince Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance bliss for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince $10 Scotta. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are ball.